You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Welcome to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. We can get raw up in here, so if you like sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. Alright, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are your co-hosts, the Brothers Layman, Chris
and Jonathan.
Hey, man, keep getting closer and closer. Preseason games have started.
1-0 my Broncos are. 1-0.
You talking about who'd y'all beat?
Seattle, exactly. Whooped them. You mad? You mad, bro?
No, it's exactly. Like, hey, man, it's one of the things, you know.
I don't care.
I watch it. It's one thing. You turn it on, and you're like, okay. But then at some point when you're like, I don't know these dudes, then you're like, okay.
If you are a true fan, you know all your players. I watch because I know every single player on my squad, and I want to see. I like seeing my third, fourth stringers back.
Like seeing guys.
Just because I know who all these guys are. So, you know, with my Broncos, we'll see what happens. Von Miller was looking quite good. Oh, I can't. Mm-hmm. Owl. We had 7 sacks on D. I can't wait for this season to start. It's about to be. It's on. On.
Yeah, I will say one thing about with the preseason. You know, like, your starters are not going to really play much, if at all. But I will say, toward the end, the dudes who are, like, third, fourth, trying to make the team, they playing.
Yep.
Like, so you actually seeing niggas, like, go at it.
Mm-hmm.
Giving their best effort. So you can't be mad at that.
Absolutely. Third game of the preseason, that's when the starters will play the most.
Yeah, you start getting guys ready.
Getting guys fresh for the time. Yeah.
Yeah, man. But, you know, we got in, you know, we already started with a preview in the AFC, NFC South.
Yep.
We'll be doing the AFC, NFC East this episode.
How about them boys?
You know, also, other news going on with injuries and paydays.
Somebody got paid.
Yep. Somebody did.
Somebody in my division got paid.
Yeah, we're going to be getting to that.
Lord have mercy.
You know, of course, we're going to talk some basketball because
absolutely,
you know, we can't.
We got to.
Some interesting going on with over in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody still ain't got their paper. And
Phil just don't know how to keep his mouth shut.
Yeah. So we got all that. And, of course, handing out awards at the end.
Absolutely.
So if y'all want to hit us up, y'all want to talk some sports with us, any of that good stuff. There's a number of ways you can reach out to us. You can check us out on Twitter at Brothers Layman. You can email us, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. You can leave us a review on any place. You can leave it on iTunes, Stitcher, or on the website, blackisonline.com. Or you can leave us a voicemail, 323-455-4219. Any of that stuff, we will we'll read it on the show, play it on the show, and discuss it. Get back to you there.
Absolutely. Any questions, comments, concerns you guys may have, anything y'all want to know, anything y'all want to dish out to us, let us know. We will definitely get back at you.
Holla. Oh, yeah. So we got two emails this week. They're both about different sports. So since we hopping into the NFL, since NFL is king right now, we're going to go into that one. This one is from the man, homie, Bailey the Great.
What's going on, bro?
It said, title is kind of feedbackish.
Okay.
What's your playoff bracket?
Okay.
So this is what he's got. The AFC, he's got the Colts,
mm-hmm.
Broncos,
okay.
Steelers,
okay.
and Bills as Ooh. Division winners. And his wild card is New England and the Raiders.
I don't mean to laugh. I'm sorry. No disrespect to Raider Nation at all, but y'all ain't making the playoffs.
It's a Bronco fan over here.
Sorry. Y'all ain't making the playoffs. I mean, let me keep it 100. I love what the Raiders are doing. I love the direction they're going in. You got David Carr. You got stability at the quarterback position. You got Latavius Murray. You got, we don't know yet, at the running back position. Let's just keep that in mind. We've seen flashes. He looked good in the preseason, but it's preseason. Then you got Amari Cooper. Looked okay. Looked pretty good. You got Crabtree. So they're moving in the right direction. They have a halfway decent offensive line. You got Khalil Mack on the defense. You got pieces. Now, as far as taking that leap to the playoffs, I don't see that happening. Maybe 6-10-ish, 7-9, close to 500. They will show much improvement. Jack Del Rio, I got mad respect for him. I think he can do a good job. He did a good job with Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. Did a great job with Denver's D. I think he can do a good job. But, again, as far as playoff expectations, yeah. I ain't going there yet. Maybe next year if they show me something. But not this year. It's not happening.
Okay. Well, we'll be getting, you know, we'll be discussing that in further when we do our division.
I love the confidence, though.
No doubt.
I love the confidence.
Okay. In the NFC, he's got Green Bay.
Okay.
He's got the Seahawks.
Absolutely.
He got the Panthers.
Yeah, I can see that.
And he's got the Eagles. And wild card, he's got the Cowboys and the Lions.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? Look, I mean, there's probably, I would agree with most of it.
I'd agree with most of that. I might switch out Detroit and Minnesota. I like AP. Okay. Teddy Bridge has been looking very sharp in this preseason, okay. Even though it is just preseason.
Okay, these previews are going to be good, man.
Ooh.
Okay, that's what he got. Create your FanDuel lineup, and what amount would you risk on that one-time matchup? So he's got starting QB, Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
Running back, Le'Veon Bell, CJ Spiller.
Okay.
Wide receiver, that's three, Dez Bryant, Jordy Nelson, Odell Beckham.
Okay.
Tight end, Gronk.
Mm-hmm.
Kicker Dan Bailey.
Okay.
Buffalo's D. Mm-hmm. He putting 100 on it.
That is a tough one. If I have one day,
yeah,
I can pick whoever I want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here we go. Running for quarterback Andrew Luck. That's easy. For just one game, yeah. I'm taking Andrew Luck.
Okay.
Running backs, I need two of them.
Yeah.
Take Jamaal Charles, Matt Forte. If I need three wide receivers, I'm taking Dez, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Call me a homer, I'm taking Demaryius Thomas.
Okay.
Third wide receiver, I'm taking Megatron.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? Scratch that. I'm taking Julio Jones.
Okay.
Tight end? Yeah, I'm taking Gronk.
Yeah, I know.
I'm taking Gronk. Kicker, I'm taking Justin Tucker from Baltimore. That fool's cash. That fool is money.
Mm-hmm.
Defense. Ooh, that's tough. Ooh, that's a tough one. Defense. Because defense, you're talking about sacks, fumbles. You're talking about,
yeah, picks, all that.
I'm taking Baltimore's D.
Mm.
They get sacks, man, and cause havoc. So I'm taking Baltimore's D, and I'll put $200 on.
Okay. For me.
Bam.
I'm taking Aaron Rodgers, QB.
Okay.
Running back.
Mm.
You got on it. I'll take Jamaal Charles and Marshawn Lynch.
Ooh. Okay.
Wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Taking Dez.
Yep. I mean, you got to take Dez
for one game. He's going to produce.
Yeah, absolutely.
Julio Jones, because I know he's going to get it.
Yeah, buddy.
For my third.
That was hard.
As of now, I might go with Antonio Brown. He can give me a little something.
I like that.
Tight end, you know, with Jimmy Graham going, there is nobody. Yeah.
Exactly. It's unanimous.
Kicker.
You can always go safe route and take the Patriots kicker.
He is.
Gostkowski.
But I'm thinking of, you know, to me, who's, you know, hey, if you don't like him, to me, the best kicker in the game, Sebastian Janikowski.
He can't give you distance.
He can't. If you're going to give him chances, he's going to make them.
Mm-hmm.
Defense?
There's actually a sleeper defense. I was thinking about that.
I don't know, man. I mean.
I didn't put up there.
I want to say Seattle, but that just seems like it's just too easy. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'd be like, but.
For one game.
I may go with Seattle D. Cause I'm not sure. Yeah, I ain't putting more than 100 on. I ain't got that kind of cash.
I'd look at Kansas City's defense. They got a nice.
They got a good one too.
They got a nice D.
His question: who would you rather have in L.A.? Raiders, Rams, Chargers. Now he says, It'll be smart to have the Raiders and Rams come to L.A. than the Chargers. Why? The Raiders and Chargers are already in the same division. Bringing the Raiders back, besides, can have a huge marketing fan base. Mm-hmm. Having the Rams come will bring in additional games that we wouldn't normally catch in person. Mm-hmm. And keeping the Chargers only 2 hours away is making three teams accessible to Los Angeles fans. Mm-hmm. Vegas is included. Mm-hmm. I know traffic will be crazy, but I'd rather deal with that game traffic on game day than no game day at all.
Yes.
I'm not up to driving 8 hours to the Bay to see my squad like that.
I hear you, bro.
Maybe once a year and then catch them when they play San Diego. So it's not just a biased thought. It actually makes perfect sense for fans in general. Now, Oakland will be hurt, but the girl belong to is first. And hashtag, well, hashtag the nation. Yeah. So if I'm choosing first choice, and this is, you know, inkling on what it is, I want the Rams, because damn it, they building a joint in Inglewood. It's mad close. And I don't know about the Raiders and all that. But as my first choice, I'm picking the Rams. But now, if we're getting what two teams is coming, straight up, bring both back. Bring the Raiders and Rams back. Because something about the Raiders in L.A. is just made for it. I agree.
It is.
I totally agree with your point. Even when the stadium idea came to mind, like, why are you putting two rival teams in the same
stadium?
That doesn't make any sense.
That makes no sense at all. That's what I was on. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Now, it'd be great just because I can see Broncos games like every freaking time.
Yeah.
Like, all the You'd time. Be like,
Broncos coming out here twice.
Let's go! in a serious note, it would make absolutely no sense. San Diego's fine where they are. Jesus Christ. You can drive, it's what, a couple of hours to get to San Diego?
The Raider fans go down to Dago to watch them play.
You know what I'm saying? It's really not that big of a deal. I think bringing the Raiders here, I think traffic-wise, it might make more sense for the Carson location. Maybe. Only because,
they're going to put 2-1 stadium. They don't see,
Over by Hollywood Park, I mean, you still got, you know, just keep it real, you still got the liquor stores and all that other stuff.
Well, but you bring in, what he's proposing...
Are they going to renovate that whole thing?
Well, they tore it down. That whole area is going to be that stadium. Plus, they talking about building hotels and
traffic is bad enough.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm
in the city, so it's not like it's you L.A. city.
But I mean,
industry.
Carson really ain't that far either.
No, I just think Inglewood could use the money.
Absolutely. That I agree with.
And I would think, as black folk being smart, if the way it's keeping going and it looks like the team is going to be Rams building there, keep your damn house.
Yeah.
Just wait. And when the stadium's built, give it a year. Just don't sell. Wait till the stadium. And when you see that influx of people coming to the games and they building bars and places for people to hang out after the game, cash out.
Yep.
And get you, like, you just made an extra $400,000 on your house. But, yeah. Plus, I do agree, just the same way that New York teams are, if you're going to have two teams in one complex, the best bet is for them to be in different conferences.
Yes. Absolutely. And I do agree as far as bringing the Rams and Raiders back. Yeah. I would love to see those.
It seems easier. And I think out of all the fan bases, Charger fans would be hurt the most. They'd be pissed the fuck off.
Yep.
They'd be like, word, really?
After all these years?
Like, y'all going back to L.A.? It's just the teams that left, it's just easier for them to come back. I mean, of course, with that comes people shitting on, why the hell are you leaving the first place? But it's like, well, clearly, y'all, this whole talk of, do we really need a team in L.A.? Because I don't know. People don't really seem to be about it. They could be like, y'all, I don't know if you want it, but... Whatever team come, will I jump back on the Raider bandwagon? No,
I surely will not. Now I would.
I know you ain't.
I will brace myself at Raider games.
I say I ain't got no. I ain't claiming no team.
Well, Broncos lifer, baby.
I don't know. But let's I'll take the Raiders and Ram back. I mean, shoot, especially after we get to see CNNWA. Man, Raider gear, baby. Now, the Raiders come back, though. I need some new age.
They need to tweak the logo a little bit. Not change it. I'm not saying get rid of the pirate. But tweak it to a smidgen.
If you make the pirate look a little bit different.
You know what I'm saying? Just a little bit. You don't have to change the color schemes. None of it.
You better not. Not in L.A. Shit.
Ice Cube have a heart attack. Oh, my God.
Like the king. Who's this purple? Yeah, with that.
Oh, man. That's funny. Good deal, though. Hey, Baylor the Great, excellent questions, man.
Oh, yeah.
Loved it.
Appreciate it,
man.
Keep
them coming.
No doubt, man. Let's jump into this.
Let's go.
Let's start off with the AFC.
All right.
AFC East.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, the way it ended, Patriots went 12-4, won the division, and finished everything off. Went through the Deflategate period. Mm-hmm. Got to the Super Bowl.
He went through. Still going through.
Yeah, still going through that crap. You cheated. Oh, you know what? It ain't a big deal. What? It is? Okay. Well,
so stupid.
And then, you know, have one, you can say, if you want to say Pete Carroll gifted him, whatever. But Patriots got the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Bills finished 9-7.
Mm.
You know, had made some changes there.
Yes, they did.
Dolphins finished 8-8.
Yep.
You know, and the Jets, 4-12.
The Jets were the Jets.
Mm-hmm. So let's get started. We start off with the best and going down.
All right.
So the Patriots, you know, coming back. I mean, unfortunately, still have Deflategate hovering over. And
yes, they do.
If Tom Brady's going to play. But absolutely. At this point, he's out 4 games.
Mm.
Don't know how, you know, when those 4 games will happen. Mm-hmm. But he's out 4 games. Made some changes. Lost their starting cornerbacks.
They lost Brandon Browner. I mean, look, their whole team took a hit. You lost Brandon Browner, their defense especially. You lost Brandon Browner. You lost Darrell Revis. You lost both starting corners. So you lost Vince Wilfork.
Yep.
Your cog, your anchor, not only just for your defensive line, but the leader of your defense also. That's a huge blow. And then.
Because he went to where? Houston?
He went to Texans, yeah. To team up with JJ.
Mm.
Not to mention, you know, you lost your third down back. Shane Vereen's gone.
Yeah. Shane Vereen's gone.
So I'm
gone.
Like, you lost your guy who caught a lot of passes out of the backfield and was probably your best pass protector for Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
That's all going to play key factors and key roles with this. So it's tough to gauge how well they're going to do this season. I know Bill Belichick seems to be the kind of guy who can just, you know, plug whoever in and he'll get results. But, you know, they lost a lot of leadership and talent.
No, they did.
And you know, especially if Tom Brady is going, you know, the way it looks, he's going to miss 4 games at this point. If he misses those first 4 games, there's a possibility they get off to a 1-3-0-4 start. And whew, that, I mean, oh boy.
Yeah, because they.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, they haven't had, I mean, you've got, you know, Julian Edelman has clearly been his favorite target outside of Gronk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Gronk seems to be coming into camp healthy.
Yes.
No lingering issues for the first time in like forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got, but, you know, Danny Amendola. Yeah.
If he can stay on the field.
Yeah. Brandon LaFell.
He still got Gronk.
Yeah. That's what matters. Running back, I mean, LeGarrette Blount was cool.
He's going to miss the first game, though.
Yep.
So he's suspended. Jonas Gray popped up on the scene for one game.
Yeah, but then Shane Vereen and who else? They lost the other dude because it was Shane Vereen.
Not Brandon Bolden.
No. I can't think of dude name. Shane Vereen. What? Who's the one that's in? I think he's in with the Giants now.
That's Shane Vereen.
Because there was one dude who was the pass catching back. That they had in the backfield.
Danny Woodhead.
Nah, I can't think. It'll come to me later, but they did take a loss. I mean, a lot of those moves they made last year was to make that run.
Yeah.
And it paid off.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, their defense is taking a hit, which was a strength for them. You know, now they have nothing really back there. I mean, you're losing two starting solid cornerbacks is hard.
Yeah.
Especially in the way the NFL is now.
especially one of the best.
Yeah, and you don't, you know, with that 4-3-D, it's not like you got guys who can just dominate the pass rush. You know, it's just, still got Jerry Mayo.
Yeah. Still got Jerry Mayo.
Dante Hightower.
You got Damian Easley, who they drafted last year. You still got Rob Ninkovich. I mean, they have some pieces. Yeah, Jamie Collins is solid. So, I mean, still got Dante Hightower and stuff. So,
but it's a step down.
Yeah, absolutely. They took a hit on defense. Their offensive line, we still need to see how well they're going to perform because they were somewhat of a question mark last year. Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see with this team, and it's going to be tough.
Yeah, but, I mean, if he presumably as of right now, he's out the first four games. Their bye week is week four. You know, they start off the first three games versus Pittsburgh, at Buffalo, and then versus Jacksonville. And I could see them – I mean, look, we're going to get into the Bills, but I could see them being, you know, 1-2 going into the bye. Mm. And then coming after that, Cowboys, then Colts.
And I know everybody's gift wrapping that Jacksonville game for them. I'm not going to go there that yet. I'm not going to go there yet.
I'm assuming they're going 0-2. Or, you know, they're not, you know, going. If they were going into playing Jacksonville up 2-0, or 2 games and no losses, then I could see that. But I expect them to lose at Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And with, you know, the new addition, we're going to speak to them next. I could see Buffalo stealing that game.
Mm-hmm.
And they down 0-2. Oh, no! You're down 0-2. You know, we know how this league is. Yeah. Whoever's down 0-2,
it's panic.
Uh-oh. Yeah. You know, so I don't see them going 0-3. That's all.
Well, we'll see. So, I mean, as far as you fantasy knuckleheads out there, as far as tidbits, I mean, Tom Brady, clearly you can still take Tom Brady relatively high. You just better make sure you have a legit backup quarterback for those first four games or whenever he does miss those games. Running back, LeGarrette Blount, you can take later on in the draft, maybe the 5th, 6th round, because he's going to get totes, he's going to get touches, he's going to get touchdowns. Now, the only thing dealing with a freaking Bill Belichick run team is you never know. It's like Greg Popovich. You just never know who's going to play. You never know who's going to get how many touches. There's no real consistency sometimes. So the only real consistent threats you really know are Julian Edelman, Gronkowski.
Yeah,
you can take Gronk, of course.
Oh, running back, I'm not touching.
Gronk needs to be the first tight end taken easily.
I wouldn't be surprised with Negroes, and certainly he. I wouldn't, depending on how deep your league is, I wouldn't surprise somebody pick him like a first pick.
Yep, it wouldn't shock me. Yeah, so
he gonna be gone by round two,
and then Julian Edelman, yeah, probably round two or three for him. Mm-hmm. I'd say probably more so round three because I know the first two rounds most people take they running backs.
It's funny. Looking at their schedule, the AFC East, they play the AFC South and the NFC East. They have an interesting middle section. I say week 10, you got at the Giants versus Buffalo, at Denver versus Philly, at Houston. That's a nice – that's an interesting look. That's an interesting that window right there.
Mm-hmm.
Still, though, I think they'll do pretty good. Probably end up back in the playoffs again. Where they are though, do they win the division? I don't know. We're gonna get into that. But Patriots, you know, 12-4, it's doable.
It's doable.
I don't see them doing better than that. No. I don't see them going 13-3 or nothing.
No. I don't see them being 12-4.
I can see them
10-6, 11-5-ish.
They should, if they don't get at least 10 wins, I'd be worried.
Yeah.
I'd be worried.
Mm-hmm.
All right, down to the Buffalo Bills, who have some big changes themselves, starting off with the head coach. Young man, Rex Ryan.
That is great.
Just changed divisions.
Didn't have to go far. Didn't have to move far at all.
I know he didn't want to leave New York, but, you know, technically he ain't left the state.
Nope.
He's still in Buffalo. Got him some good pieces, too.
Yeah.
Going with Shady McCoy.
That was a nice pickup.
Man.
And I'm hey, this is get this out of the way. Fantasy wise, if you're looking for a back, just pick him early because you know he's getting touches. Mm-hmm. They running the rock, and he gonna be getting totes. Just make sure you got a backup in case he get hurt. but I mean,
yeah, they added Percy Harvin. Mm-hmm. You still got Sammy Watkins in his second year. Is he? He's not hurt, is he?
No. Nah.
Okay, I'm making sure.
Still got. They added Charles Clay, a tight end.
They added Richie Incognito,
who apparently, from all intents purposes, has been a model citizen and has been playing well and is listed to start the season. Yeah. So
still got Fred Jackson, who's been getting that work. Mm-hmm. So this
got Robert Woods. Yeah,
they running back committee. You know, with Rex Ryan, he's a ground and pound guy, and with these two backs, expect them to get tons of work because I'm not giving the ball to one of these quarterbacks. Right now, I mean, Matt Castle is pretty much it's the guy.
No, he's not. It's Tyrod Taylor.
Oh, you got Tyrod Taylor?
That's the guy. I'm telling you, if they start him, they increase their chances of winning the division. Mm. He is a dude that I've kept an eye on for a long time. When he initially came out of, I believe it was Virginia Tech where he went to school. He was with the Ravens for a while, and he just never got any time. And he's a dual threat guy, and I mean, for all intents purposes, they've been ranting and raving around him, and he gonna start the second preseason game. So, I mean, clearly Rex Ryan sees something in him, and hey, I like the guy.
Do you expect him to beat out Matt Castle?
Yes, because Matt Castle we've seen what Matt Castle can do.
That's what I'm saying.
We don't know with this young man, Tyrod. He could be a diamond in the rough.
He could be.
And so you just never know. I mean, and at this point, what do you got to lose? Give him a shot. If he doesn't do well, you know what Matt Castle's going to do. Plug him in and then, you know, let him finish out the season.
Yeah, and you can tell somebody's getting left off because he's basically...
Oh, he's third string.
EJ Manuel.
He may get cut.
He might. I've heard some of that talk that he's clearly out of the running. Like, damn, bro. But, I mean, look, he would...
How are you a first-round pick? That was a waste then.
We know why he's a fourth-round pick.
A first-round pick.
He was a first-round pick because his position begins with a Q. That's it. That's it. You were like, really?
I was like EJ Manuel in the first round. That was,
but you know, you need a quarterback. You have to take a quarterback. You're like, all right, okay.
I mean, at least Geno Smith's a little better than EJ Manuel.
Well, Geno Smith was he first round?
No, he was second.
That's what I'm saying. EJ Manuel was what, sixth?
Was first.
But I mean, he was the first. He was like sixth pick.
No, he was like 14 or 12 or something like that.
But like. People feel like they got to reach, but yeah, it's look. He tried,
just didn't do it. Mm-hmm. Now you got a new coaching staff who didn't draft you, so they're just like, whatever.
No, we've seen enough tape.
I faced you enough times and kicked your butt enough times to know you ain't that good.
Yeah, and also part of Rex Ryan is, you know, he loved the defense and he's got a great defense.
Stout. I mean, look at this. You got Mario Williams, Marcel Darius, Kyle Williams, Jerry Hughes, and that's just they starting defensive line.
Which
that's
means they get
ridiculous.
Bringing pressure.
Sacks all day. And then who you got? You got Preston Brown, who they drafted last year. You still got Manny Lawson, who's still holding up strong. You got Stephen Gilmore in the backfield. Hey, they got a squad, man. Mm-hmm. They have a nice defense. Don't know about their safety position. You got Corey Graham. Aaron Williams at the safeties. You got Leotis McKelvin, the other corner spot, and he's on the smaller side. So I'm not sure 100% about, I guess, three quarters of their defensive backfield, but overall, defensively, they're stout, man.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so you know they're going to be playing that Rex Ryan ball. As for schedule, open up at, you know, versus Indianapolis, oof, and then New England in your first two games.
And then at Miami.
Yeah. I'm starting to know they like starting fools out playing their divisions real early.
Absolutely.
You know, then you got the Giants. When do we start the payback? They're on a week eight. Week eight is their bye.
Weeks, what is this? 10 through, what is that, 15?
Yeah.
At the Jets, at New England, at Kansas City, playing Houston, at Philly, at Washington. Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Just on the road, man.
And then versus Dallas, and then at and then ask two versus that's Dallas. Brutal. Versus Jay. Yeah,
that's a brutal schedule.
I mean, they've got real tough top heavy, but you know, honestly, with the way this team is built, and they got a defense, and he's got guys who can bring pressure to quarterbacks.
And guys who can run the ball when it gets, a little colder in Buffalo.
Keep it away from the quarterback. Mm-hmm. So outside of them first two games, you know, they can make themselves a nice run before going into the week bye. They can go 0-2 and then still go 5-2 and then come out to bye. You can beat Miami. They're at the Jets. So, they may be like, let's get one for Rex. And it's that middle late late November, early December.
That road schedule is brutal.
That's back. Yeah. So hopefully for them, they've piled up enough wins in the bank
where they can kind of
Otherwise it'd be tough. But I mean, Bills can improve on this 9-7.
Absolutely. They can make some noise. Mm-hmm. It's just gonna depend on that quarterback position.
Yep.
It's somebody who can be a legit quarterback or. Do we got to call Kyle Lorton out of retirement?
Right. Now, we've seen, what he did with Mark Sanchez. At least early on with Mark Sanchez, just limited him to just make some plays when needed. You know, you got Sammy Watkins there, who can stretch the field, who's a solid guy. Now you ain't got nobody.
Yep.
You know, LeSean McCoy there, too. Let's just keep it simple.
Yes.
Get some points. Let's get 21 points. Let the defense handle it. They can make some noise. They can make some noise for
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. And I mean, for fantasy purposes, I already told you about Shady. Fred Jackson, handcuff.
You may have to
handcuff only because if LeSean McCoy goes down, I mean, he's next in line. He may get toast regardless, though.
Yeah.
Sammy Watkins, I wouldn't pick him high per se, only because the quarterback position you don't know.
But I would spend a late round on.
Charles Clay, maybe in the eighth round or so.
Yeah.
He has potential to be a tight end number one, but I wouldn't bank on it. And sleeper pick, I'm telling you, take a flyer on Robert Woods late in the draft. I'm telling you, he makes some noise.
Hey, man, you think they defense might be the first one off the board?
Could be,
man.
I mean, as far as sacks go, they might be they might be the best of, because their defensive line is sick.
Yeah,
God, their D line is sickening.
All right, on to the 8-8 Dolphins. it's same thing. Got Woo! Ryan Tannehill. Still got Lamar Miller there. Hopefully, he can do a little something.
Mm-hmm.
They've basically cleared out their wide receivers because. What's his name is gone. He went over to Minnesota.
Oh, Mike Wallace.
The other dude who used to get mad catches. He's gone too. I mean, now they got Kenny Stills at wide receiver now.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Jennings.
Yep,
he's over here, man. Jarvis Landry.
Yeah, you got Jarvis Landry. Who my boy? They picked in the Devon Parker, I believe.
I think so. Yeah. Oh, you got Jordan Cameron. I forgot he left and went there.
Added him a tight end, that's right.
Yeah, so, I mean, Ryan Tannehill got some guys.
He's got pieces.
Yeah, they're not great.
They're not established.
No, but, he's slowly been making.
Greg Jennings.
Yeah, he's slowly been making moves. I mean, slowly kind of improving himself a little bit at a time.
Mm-hmm.
He's not blowing you away, but he's been solid. You just hope this is year three for him now.
Year four.
Oh, damn. Year four. I'm going to say he needed to step up. But, yeah, year four, you got to do something.
Yeah.
You got to do something.
And they paid him.
Mm-hmm.
Better show some growth, my friend.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the big news was the Ndamukong Suh signing for the defense to improve that D. I mean, that's all well and good, but – defensively, they're still okay. I mean, I like Cameron Wake on the D line, but then Oliver Vernon,
Brent Grimes. Yeah.
Brent Grimes is solid, but I mean, Louis Delmas always hurt. Jamar Taylor, we don't know. Rashad Jones, I'm not sure. He's okay. I mean, their defense is still it's okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much of an impact Ndamukong Suh is going to make as far as, you know, completely revamping their defense. He will make an impact, of course.
Yeah, definitely.
But I don't know. I still see them being third in this division.
Yeah, I do too. It's nothing flashy, and yeah. They've always seemed to just struggle or be okay.
Yeah.
You know, they keep throwing money at guys. Maybe this Ndamukong Suh could be that guy.
Yeah. Absolutely, who can turn it around.
Defensive play. For him, he would have to make other people better.
Yeah.
Like, he gets there and their defense just improves. He doesn't have, you know, the way the NFL football is now, he'll get double teamed.
Absolutely.
He can't be like, oh, well, this dude is just killing you. You're going to be like, we'll double him. And if he opens things up for other guys, that's a plus two. I want him to keep that fire, that nastiness, that real old school, I don't like you, get out of my face, we ain't friends, I'm punching you in your mouth every time, I don't like your ass.
Mm-hmm.
When the whistle hits zero, we want to be cool and all that good, but when it's time, fuck you. I'm out to rip your head off.
Yep.
And just keep it under wrap, keep that, don't. You get a little, when you start feeling real powerful and like,
reel it back in.
Yeah, hold it. When you feel like you're about to hit that edge,
yep.
Just pull it back because you are a leader of their defense and you can't act like that.
Exactly.
And that ain't going to help.
Nope. I mean, as far as fantasy purposes, Ryan Tannehill, quarterback number two, he's a backup. He's a solid backup, but he's a backup nonetheless. Lamar Miller might actually be a nice value pick if you can get him in the fourth, fifth round.
Yeah, he might actually be nice.
He might turn out to be really good if they freaking give him the ball.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only issue with them is they don't run him enough. Their wide receivers, I'm not really sure. I'd bank more on Jordan Cameron than the wide receivers.
Yeah, I would too.
Because Kenny Stills is unproven. What's the other receiver?
Greg Jennings.
Not Greg Jennings.
Landry. Yeah.
Yeah, he's...
Jarvis Landry.
Jarvis Landry. He's okay, but unproven as well. Yeah. Greg Jennings steps slower. So, I mean, I don't know. Their offensive line has major issues as well. So, that's a problem. So, again, if you're going to look to this team, I mean, if you want a reliable running back... I go with Lamar Miller, reliable tight end. Go Jordan Cameron. Everything else is a roll of the dice.
Mm.
Whatever you're doing.
Yeah. Looking at their schedule, their bye week is week five. So right out the gate, they're at Washington, at Jacksonville versus Buffalo and versus the Jets.
Mm.
You can do all right. I can see them losing the only loss being to Buffalo. They can lose all of them, but potentially Buffalo is the only like L on there right now.
They got a tough little middle gap here.
Yeah,
Houston at New England at Buffalo at Philly Dallas.
Woo! Yeah,
and then play Baltimore.
Yeah, they got the Baltimore, San Diego, and you, and then
Indy and New England. Woo!
Oh no, they're after the bye, it's just ugly. It's
brutal for them.
Now you said you got. The Jets for week 12, and then you like 13 versus Baltimore, 14 versus Giants, and then the last three games at San Diego, and then home to Indianapolis and New England.
I'm like, we gotta play them the last game of the season. That's bullshit.
Yeah, which would mean that if they are in playoff contention, more than likely they're not getting it.
That sucks. Oh, they are going to be hot if New England wins that game to clinch a playoff and kick Miami out. That's just going to be like, damn it, again?
That's a hard draw.
Yeah, it is.
That's a hard draw. It's just they to the like second half of the season, it just worked.
Oh, that's awesome.
And that's how it go. And lastly, the 4-12 Jets. Jets be fans, be loyal. Y'all be sticking.
What's his name? Fireman John or whoever he was.
Yeah.
Who quit. Like, I can't deal with this shit no more. Oh, man.
You know, finally, they tried what, you know, it was too much of a. They tried.
They tried.
You know, but, you know, Rex had to go.
Yeah.
He went out. But
I like the moves they made in this offseason, though. Mm-hmm. I like the moves they made. You added Brandon Marshall, so you got a legit number one receiver.
Mm-hmm. To go with Eric Decker.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that helps them out tremendously. The addition of Ryan Fitzpatrick, only just because, I mean, it gives you a little bit of stability at the quarterback position. He's not great, but he's not a guy who's going to turn the ball over a lot.
Yeah.
Which is what you need.
He's dead. You know, Chris Ivory, solid. The running back situation is solid. You know.
And then, of course, Darrell Revis.
Yep. You got
bringing him and Cromartie back.
Like, Revis Island back.
We bringing them both back.
How did y'all pull that off? Like, damn.
We the Jets. We can do that.
No, so they, you know, they made some nice things.
And not to mention Todd Bowles, new head coach. Mm-hmm. Always love to see a brother get a chance. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully he does a good job.
Oh, yeah. And since we own the Jets, you know, we got to discuss it because it's on. This shit with Geno Smith out 8 to 10 weeks with a broken jaw after this altercation. What is it? Ick and Kapali?
I can't
then, of course, as the information went on, seems like Incompali paid, got him a flight and hotel
to come to his
camp, his mm-hmm. charity camp. Mm-hmm. Geno didn't make it, but apparently had a legit reason why he couldn't make it.
The brother, a friend of his brother's, I guess, was shot and killed.
Yeah. So, which. He didn't make
it understandable.
Yeah, he didn't. He was like, "That's
completely
fine."
Understandable.
And so he was just like, "All right, well, you know, I'm just hoping he'll reimburse me for, you know, missing, you know, not showing up."
Yep.
Apparently, he brought it up. I guess you know Smith wasn't hearing it. Apparently, it got brought up again.
Apparently, they were in training camp together for 2 weeks before this incident. So it's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he brought it up a couple times to him.
Mm-hmm. And apparently, he was like, "Look, bruh, I need my money. What the hell?" Apparently, Geno Smith felt like,
"I'm the quarterback."
Yeah, we were kind of like, "Dude, why you hit the quarterback?" But then when I hear that, basically, Geno Smith got in his face. What I read, you know, I don't know, but what I read and heard is he did what women not anymore, but used to be able to get away with. And as a man, you do not do this to another man. Put your finger in his face and basically say, "What the fuck you gonna do about it?"
Yep.
And he was like, "What I'm about to do is break your fucking jaw."
And did it. Oh, you should have saw my face when I read this news.
And the sucky part is, there had already been what, like, 2 or 3 scruffles with other teams.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always like
major one with Houston and the rest.
Yeah, this happens. You know, guys fight. It's camp. It's cool. It's not a big deal. Except when this happens.
Yep.
And now you
lose. In the locker room.
Yeah, in the locker room. Your starting guy out 8 to 10 weeks. Folks feel like he's pretty much done with them. I mean, Let me know how you feeling about all this.
I think he's done at this point. I mean, personally,
with the Jets,
I think he's done with the Jets. At this point, Geno Smith has not matured to the point where he is a leader as a quarterback. I mean, you if you just look at the situation, nobody in their right mind would punch Peyton Manning, would punch Tom Brady, would punch Drew Brees.
Well, because you know, and this is the other thing that was brought up, in the locker room, and I listen to the guys on NFL Network and all that, say they're like, there are certain people in the locker room you just don't mess with. And not because of, not on some James Harrison, like, "Oh, I'm not going by that dude. He may kick my ass." But like, this dude is off limits. If you got a problem with him, that's fine. You don't touch him. Because this dude is basically giving us our win. We don't go nowhere if this dude hurt. So you want to get in his face, say something, all right. But know that we're going to be like, "Hey, back up. Y'all can talk. You ain't got to go to fisticuffs. Yeah. I guess this wasn't the case.
Yeah. So the fact that nobody stood up for Geno Smith speaks volumes.
Mm-hmm.
But also the gentleman that I mentioned before would have handled the situation much differently than Geno Smith would have handled it.
Mm-hmm.
I could see, you know, a lot of these quarterbacks, if something like that happened, they would pay the brother back.
Mm-hmm.
And probably give him $1,000 or so to give to his charity. Like, you know, mm-hmm. my bad. I didn't mean, you know, I had a situation. But, you know, let me pay you the money back. The fact that this was a camp. So we're looking probably, they were in training camp for about 2 weeks. So we're looking, saying maybe he's owed this to him for about a month. Mm-hmm. This is a 6th round pick who ain't got a whole lot of money from what's been told. He's very frugal with his money because he knows he's a 6th round pick and may not get much money.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently people know he's got a temper when it comes to his money. So the fact that you know this as a quarterback and a teammate and you still choose to be like, first of all, I'm not paying you back right now, which is kind of like, dude, I need my money.
Right.
You know, so I'm not paying you back right now. Secondly, just because I'm the quarterback, I'll pay you back when I feel like paying you back. He deserved everything he got. I'm sorry. I mean, I hate to see. There's no excuse to break your court starting QB's jaw. But
yeah.
when you go the route Geno Smith went, you're asking to get your jaw broken.
Right.
You're asking for
right.
it.
Right. Now, dude wasn't saying like, I'm going to hit this dude and break his jaw. It was like, I'm hitting him.
Yeah.
And he just so happened to break his jaw.
And hit him and knocked him square in his jaw.
And he apologized for it.
And he was cut immediately, as he should have been,
mm-hmm.
for doing what he did. And, of course, was picked up by Rex Ryan.
Yeah, who picked him. Which is like, with the quickness, like, all right.
I'm picking him up. But, I mean, Rex Ryan probably knows and likes his tenacity and physical mm-hmm. attitude and you know. May actually utilize the kid. So, I mean, but Geno Smith, and now the man got caught playing catch in his apartment building, and I guess he wasn't supposed to do no physical activity. So Todd Bowles pissed off at him again. It was just like, we handle this in-house. We already talked to him in-house, and it's just like, Jesus Christ. This is why Geno Smith is done with the Jets. He just doesn't get it. No. He don't get it. He don't get it. I'm like, sit your behind down. And I understand it's your jaw, it's not your arm or your shoulder. But I'm like, look, man, the doctor says no physical activity, don't do anything.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not rocket science. So, I mean, it's just too many incidents with him. And he ain't winning. That's the topper. It'd be different if he was, you know, playoffs every year, close to a Super Bowl title. They'd probably tolerate that crap. The fact that he's not even winning, and this is a regime that didn't draft you.
Yeah.
You on a thin ice, dude. And now they probably done.
Yeah,
probably
now.
Done.
No matter if Fitzpatrick plays well enough to get the job.
Absolutely. And he will, because he doesn't turn the ball over.
Yeah.
He going to give it to Brandon Marshall as he should and blah, 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 blah.
Damn. So. Yeah, because he lost the locker room.
Yep.
Niggas watched that.
Yep. You got knocked the fuck out.
Like, damn. You got dropped. Like, you ain't. What I hear on a podcast, dude was like, what? He got, how the hell? Like, your jaw that weak? You were like eight to 10 weeks for what?
Hey.
A broken jaw. What the hell?
When a dude got, you know, I mean, let's just keep it real. Geno Smith, the quarterback, dude that punched was like a defensive end.
Mm-hmm.
He got 60, 70 pounds on him of power,
yes.
of muscle. So, I mean, hey, and the quarterbacks are, they ain't the strongest dudes.
No, they're not.
They ain't the strongest dudes in the world. I mean, some quarterbacks, you can blow on them and they'll fall on the ground. So, I mean, this means, to me, the fact that he broke his jaw for 8 to 10 weeks, people saw him wind up and watched him follow through with that punch.
Mm-hmm.
And then were like, all right. That's enough. That's enough.
Like,
that's
oh,
all right, we gotta stop. All right. We gotta bring it up.
And they like, and he getting up and like, that's my jaw, bro.
Probably like, can't even talk.
Nope.
And you're like, shit.
And you probably like, trouble. Oh, fuck.
And then I can only imagine the coach coming in like, what the fuck is going on over here?
Yeah.
You stupid ass niggas. What the
yeah, what are y'all doing?
Like, Todd Bowles' brother, too. He's probably like, you dumb ass nigga. What the fuck?
And he just called him in like, look, you know, whatever happened, you can't do that. Sorry, we got to cut you.
Yeah.
And all right. And he goes and moves on.
Didn't have to move far.
Yep. Because damn, Geno, you have weapons now.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's on you.
All right. So, oh, my God, this team.
What their schedule looking like?
Let's see what they got.
Well, first game start off versus Cleveland.
That's a W.
Yep.
That's a W.
Then you go got the Colts.
Loss.
Yep, Philly.
Loss.
Miami.
Probably a win.
Yep, 2-2 going to the bye week 5 and then.
It's Washington. Not that hard.
No. It looked like it's actually spread out. I mean, they got New England week 7.
Loss. You got Buffalo. Oakland and Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Should win.
Buffalo week 10.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
At Houston, Miami, yeah. Maybe.
They were stretches at the end.
Yeah.
Weeks 15 through 17 at Dallas versus New England at Buffalo.
Ooh. Well, yeah. It'll be another long season for the Jets.
Yeah, that's it. They've got probably the least toughest schedule out of their division. It's just we know they're going to struggle. And then toward the end of the season, when they need to be playing their best, they may not. And then, oh, well.
Yeah. I mean, for fantasy purposes, quarterbacks clearly stay away from them. Mm-hmm. It's just not even worth your time. I mean, you could pick Ryan Fitzpatrick at, like, the last pick if you just need a backup quarterback. But it's not even worth the roster
space, honestly. Fall in.
Eric Decker, maybe a late-round flyer. Maybe your second-to-last pick.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Marshall, his value has plummeted. So maybe the 5th, 6th round. I mean, he'll get targets, but dudes are going to double team him.
Yeah.
I mean,
what do you think about Chris Ivory?
No real threat. Yeah, Chris Ivory, I mean, he could be solid, but again, I'm not sure with Todd Bowles. I don't know what he's going to do as far as running back. Yeah, he's still got Bilal Powell. Right? Exactly. Yeah. Got Zach Stacy. So
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, they loaded it.
So it might be running back by committee. Very similar to what Rex Ryan tried to do. I think, especially now with the quarterback position the way it is, I'm sure you're going to see a lot of running backs. So, I mean, Chris Ivory, I would shy away from their running back position. I mean, unless you can get Chris Ivory later on in the draft, like 8th, 9th, 10th round, then go ahead. But besides that, man,
all right.
I ain't touching him.
All right, so how you got your AFC looking? What you think? How you think the order's playing out?
All right, so it's just 4 games, so I see New England winning this division. I see them going, I'll say 11-5. I think Buffalo's going to be right behind them. I think Buffalo will get the wild card.
Mm-hmm.
If they start Tyrod Taylor. I think Tyrod Taylor's going to set the league on fire. Watch. I think they'll be 10-6. At worst, 9-7. I think they'll, at the very worst, duplicate their record from last year. Third, Miami. I see them being 8-8 again. Mm-hmm. I mean, even with the addition of Ndamukong Suh, you know, it's going to take time for Ryan Tannehill to gel with his receivers. Not sure how they're going to utilize Lamar Miller. I see them 8-8. And then coming up the rear, we got the New York Jets, new coaching staff. You know, quarterback position is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, defensively, they should be good. But they're not going to have enough weapons of power to score enough points on offense. So I see them maybe being 6-10 at best.
Okay. I'm pretty much with you. I think the Patriots will hold on to the division lead barely.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to come down to at most 2 games.
Yes.
I do see Buffalo coming close, but just coming up like a little bit short of getting that division. Dolphins, I can see them drop back to 7-9. Eight and eight, probably around what they're going to do. I hope for their sake, I hope Tannehill shows, you know, keeps progressing. But I don't know. Plus, I hate to see – I hate God when you got great talent at wide receiver. Oh, no, that's the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
With great talent at wide receiver and nothing happens, and that's what it feel like.
Yep.
I hope for the Jets that the Geno Smith is the only drama they got to deal with, because it always seemed to be some drama with them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I can see maybe getting the six, but yeah, all I know is they're going to be last in the division.
Guaranteed.
Yeah. All right, y'all, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and hop into this NFC East. You know, we never know who's going to win this one, so this will be interesting. Y'all checking out the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Holla.
Listen. Hey yo, I don't want the Dougie, I just want money. Study under the understudy, the 120. Young dummies, can't spar. No life, my flow tight, like your pants on. You don't got a chance, pa. Ants on community. Malachi York, freaking see your fucker eulogy. Rock jewelry. What jewelry? I took this from another rapper, slapped him with the Julie G. Cornball rappers. I see him on BET, relieved of the jewelry. Interview beef DVD. PTNT, the flow dynamite. Niggas so-so, bozos ain't rhyming right. I hit the line of white, I smoke a double green. Niggas call it purple, what the fuck you mean? Fuck a fist fight, I'm gunning you rappers. I don't give a fuck about none of y'all rap. The fifth straight shit, the piff stay lit. My bitch stay dip with the Richard Bay tits. Niggas say shit, shit, they say it ain't shit. Shut the fuck up, nigga, I'm nothing to play with. I bust heaters at your whole damn click blow. Sean Price, the leader of boot camp, click now. Admire the admiral, animal rap. Smack the shit out of a nigga for hand of his hat. Banging on wax, niggas don't bang in the street. Banging online, niggas don't bang in the street. Playing for keeps, keep playing. I slam your ass on your face till your fucking teeth breaking. Pig, the jerk been retired. I'm nice, so I'm back, nigga. Smack, earth, wind, fire, and ice out that nigga. Rap niggas, I doubt if there's nigga doing it like me. Fuck out of here. Pig.
Welcome back, y'all, to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Yo, yo, yo.
So let us know so far, man. You think Baylor great? What's your picks for the playoffs? What you think of this AFC East? Are the Patriots are they finally gonna not win a division? It's like for the last 12 years or something since Belichick took over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our Jets fans. What you want to do with Geno Smith?
Oh, please tell us.
You don't have to worry about the up and down because he just down. But, yeah, hit us up. Let us know, man. Email us, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. You can leave a voicemail, 323-455-4219. Get at us on Twitter, @brotherslayman. Anyway, we'll holler at you.
Yeah, just let us know what your thoughts are. Let us know how right we are about your teams. Let us know.
Holla.
All right. So, on to the NFC East. You know, the first time in a long time.
A very long time.
Dallas Cowboys.
Very long
time. Made the playoffs. Jesus. And won the division. Beat the Lions. Ended up losing to the Packers on some same, is it a catch, not a catch thing. you got the Eagles. Went 10-6 and mm-hmm. decided to make some mode changes.
Big changes.
Giants went 6-10, but, you know, he's got some talent.
Yeah.
And the Redskins, 4-12.
Yeah.
And some, like, mo headaches. So let's start off with the Cowboys. I mean, Cowboys finally did their fans proud.
Mm-hmm.
You know, offensive line was their big thing. DeMarco Murray was killing, mm-hmm. led the league in rushing. Mm-hmm. Tony Romo mm-hmm. didn't really have a lot of those multiple interception games he's used to having.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, showed some real great stuff. You know, luckily kept Dez Bryant after a while with, you know, him thinking of sitting out. However, just felt like not bringing back DeMarco Murray for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And then, so now they brought my man from the Raiders, Darren McFadden, who's, they was Mr. No Play. With. Yeah. So, you know, they still got their wide receiver core, but I don't know. I don't know this year.
I'm curious about what Dallas is going to do, only because, again, yeah, they don't have DeMarco Murray. They leaned on him heavily last year to produce. And just coincidentally, when he produced, and they leaned heavily on him, took a lot of the hand, a lot of the ball out of Tony Romo's hands. At that point, they finally made the playoffs. So I don't know if, you know, them putting the ball basically back in Tony Romo's hands is going to coincide with them being 8-8 again. I'm not sure, but they have the offense to make some noise. You know, Joseph Randle is a guy that they're looking at to step up. Mm-hmm. I know Jerry Jones said it'll be a running back by committee. Yeah.
Terrence Williams was nice last season.
Terrence Williams is okay. He just has to get more consistency. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got Dez, you got Jason Witten. Those two are just gravy.
Yeah.
But the big question with Dallas is going to be their defense. I mean, their defense was so-so last year. Mm-hmm. You lost Bruce Carter, but you did add Sean Lee back. He is back. Rolando McClain will miss the first four games of the season for substance abuse.
And they added Greg Hardy. How many Greg Hardy missing?
Greg Hardy is missing.
Did he get four or six?
Six games,
yeah,
I believe. So they're going to be out some players for a while. But who knows, man? Once Greg Hardy comes back, once you know, Rolando McClain comes back, maybe they're getting back to the swing of things. But I don't know. Tough call. I'm going to have to wait and see before I pick where I'm going to place them.
Oh, no, it is. It is going to be a tough call. Let me see what they're going to do. Isley's with us over here trying to chime in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, see how she liked this football. So looking at them, this division plays. They play the AFC East.
Mm-hmm.
And looks like
it's not that bad, actually.
Oh, and they play the NFC North. No, NFC South. All right. So, yeah, they start off, you know, which, yeah.
It's not that bad.
You're not neat versus New York, at Philly, you know, at versus Atlanta,
at
New Orleans versus New England. Not terrible. Yeah, with this team, I don't know. Not terrible. For them, though, they need to knock out these first couple of division games.
Yeah.
We know New England's going to be tough. New Orleans and Atlanta ain't going to be no slouch either.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully going into the bye week, they more so 3-2 than 2-3.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then New York week 7, like, damn, that was early as hell. But Seattle's thrown in the mix week 8. Green Bay at Green Bay week 14. You know, Buffalo week 16. I mean,
it's not that bad.
It's not. You know, they have spurt games here and there, but it's pretty much spread out.
Yeah.
So they shouldn't feel totally daunted. They don't have any real, like, back-to-back-to-back where it's like, damn.
Exactly.
Some haymakers. Exactly. Not bad. Giving them some room to do some things. But with this division, you got to win your division games.
Absolutely.
It seems like it always comes down to that.
That is the truth.
All right. Then moving on to Chip Kelly's Eagles.
Yeah.
Changes, changes, changes.
It's like the theme for this team. Jesus Christ.
So if you heard from us, we said probably last week we were discussing this, is just LeSean McCoy gone.
DeSean Jackson gone. Jeremy Maclin's gone. Who else is gone?
Last person they traded.
They traded Nick Foles.
Yep, Nick Foles gone.
Jeez. They cut Evan Mathis, the starting offensive lineman. They've made a lot of changes.
Who's the last guy they traded that ended up trying to, you know, talk some crap? Who was not trying to say he was a racist, but he was just out of touch. I can't remember that brother's name. But, I mean, who did they get back?
Brandon Boykin they traded.
Yeah, and they got somebody decent back from LeSean McCoy.
They got Kiko Alonso.
Yeah.
Which wasn't bad. I mean, he was a great defensive player his rookie season, but then he tore his ACL. So he's coming off an ACL tear.
Yeah.
So you don't know. You got Sam Bradford, who's coming off like five of them.
Traded Sam Bradford, who
seems like he always got an ACL tear.
No, no, he still got Mark Sanchez. Added Tim Tebow. Oh,
God, yes.
You know, who had his moments in the preseason.
Whoopity-doo.
You know, which everybody's excited about. It's just a lot of hurt dudes. You got what? Jordan Matthews is now, I guess, your number one guy.
They added Nelson Aguilar.
Yeah.
Who should be pretty good. Still got Riley Cooper.
Still got Brent Celek.
They got Josh Huff.
You got Zach Ertz.
Zach Ertz, who probably ain't going to start again this season.
No. It's just...
I don't know with Chip Kelly. I don't know with the offense. I don't know with the... I don't know with his scheme. They added DeMarco Murray, Ryan Matthews, it seems like you're gonna run the ball.
There have been so
many changes offensively. I don't know how continuity-wise it's going to work. With just all the missing pieces that have just been coming and going and just plugging other guys in, I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either.
Chip Kelly, I mean, from all intents and purposes, seems to be a pretty good coach.
You know, he's got a lot of his former Duck players numbering mm-hmm. them on there. So, I mean, the guy, he's got on a 10-6 the last couple seasons. So, he's doing something right.
Yes.
On that end. However, this feel of
getting rid of the
Black players. I'm not even going to go there. It doesn't matter who I got. I can win with whoever. You know, you ain't Kobe Bryant, dude. You not. Like, you've shown that you've gotten to the playoffs one time.
With good players.
Mm-hmm. You know, Pro Bowl type players.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to say, well, I can win with non-Pro Bowl players, okay, that's fine. But I think there are 29 other coaches who would be like, you know what, I probably can, but I would prefer to have Pro Bowl type players. That would make it a little bit easier.
All I can say is he better win, because he ends that season like 6-10. Oh, the Boo Birds is coming out.
Oh, yeah, Boo Birds is coming out quick. You know, because where they schedule, you know, at Atlanta versus Dallas off the bat, and that's not that easy.
At Jets, at Washington.
Mm-hmm. You got New Orleans and New York coming in back to back, and then Carolina. Then you're on your bye week, week 8, which they should be something around 500, maybe.
This little gap is going to be tough. At Detroit, at New England, play Buffalo, and then Arizona.
And then, yeah. Week 12
and then ended on the road at the Giants.
Mm-hmm. You know, Giants love spoiling crap at the end. So I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what for this year.
God, this whole freaking division's a toss up.
Yeah, it is. Right now, that's what the Eagles. We'll say to the end about where they are record wise, but Eagles, they've got enough talent still to do something to make the noise. And honestly, to me, DeMarco Murray not staying with the Cowboys and them not getting a reliable replacement. They may fall back, and the Eagles may have a chance to steal the division.
Yep.
Maybe so.
And, I mean, for fantasy purposes, Sam Bradford, I would back up.
Ain't nobody telling
you. Back up. You can pick him late if you want to, because he may surprise in the system. We don't know, but, again, we never see him enough to know.
Yep. Or you may have to drop him and pick up Mark Sanchez. But we don't know.
If you're looking at running back, DeMarco Murray, of course. Would be solid in the mm-hmm. middle of the rounds.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get some run. Sleeper could be Nelson Aguilar, man. I think he's going to put up some points. He's going to replace Jeremy Maclin's spot. So we'll see how that goes.
I'm curious in fantasy to see how Darren Sproles is used.
Don't pick Darren Sproles.
Nobody's going to not picking don't him.
Pick Darren Sproles.
But he could, you know, if he get catches.
Not before Ryan Matthews.
You know, Ryan Matthews ain't the healthiest either.
Nobody on Chip Kelly's team is the healthiest.
I'll put it this way. The way that, especially that team is, I'm going to flag Darren Sproles and just hold that there just in case.
Him and Jonathan and Jordan Matthews.
Mm-hmm.
Keep Jordan Matthews on that watch list.
Yeah, because Negroes get hurt. Jordan Matthews might actually, you know, give you a little something.
And tight end, stay away from him, because Brent Celek ain't really going to do much, and Zach Ertz ain't going to get enough playing time to do much, so. Stay away from there.
His problem is he don't block, right, with Zach Ertz?
Well, I mean, his blocking's okay, but...
He just don't get the run.
The team just like Brett Celek. They love that dude.
I know. Damn. You know, and we're moving on to the New York Giants. You know, with a 6-10, somehow Tom Coughlin is back. I think.
Because he got two rings.
Yeah. I think he can't go through 6-10 again.
No.
They made some changes as well. But their biggest thing right now to me is, you know, the star. Well, who's the star? That's right. Odell Beckham.
Odell Beckham Jr. Mm. Hey, man, look, so.
Hey, that's a nice Victor Cruz back healthy.
It's a nice team. It's a nice tandem. But if you ain't got enough time to throw the ball to them, it doesn't matter. And their offensive line might be the worst in the NFL.
It's hard.
It's terrible.
They're going to need them because you got, you know, Rashad Jennings. You got Andre Williams. They had Shane Vereen. Solid, you know, solid committee running back situation. But, yeah, if you said if they ain't giving Manning no time.
God, their O-line is weak. They're going to have a start. They're going to rookie start, and you got Eric Flowers at left tackle. Jordan Poole, Pugh or whatever. I even pronounce his name. At left guard.
Yeah.
They got Richburg at center, who he was toe up at guard last year. You got Jeff Schwartz at right guard. Marshawn Newhouse at right
tackle. Outside of Flowers, it don't really, it doesn't really do anything.
Yeah, their offensive line is doo-doo, so they're just going to have to give him enough time to throw the ball to these guys. Yeah. They can make stuff happen.
Yeah. They got plenty of guys who can, after the catch, can really do something.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so. Defense, you know, got Roger Cromartie at cornerback.
It's not the best defense. I mean, you still got Robert Ayers, got Dontre Moore,
Cullen James,
still got John Beeson,
it's Prince Akamura.
Oh gosh, yes.
And do we know what's up with that was cold. What's up with Nine Fingers?
Oh, just Mr. JPP.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. They said Tom Coughlin talked to him, had a conversation. It was good, but he still ain't signed nothing.
Yeah, as of right now, he ain't there.
Basically. Because right now he's just not there, so
you know it's hard because the formula they had that won them championships they just don't have.
Yeah,
you know you gave them time to make plays and that defense. Well, basically number one, you had a pass rush.
Yeah, and you had a solid running game.
Yeah,
you had a solid foundation at the running game. So
this one,
this will be easy.
Yeah, this is. You feel like they got the offensive talent to do something. Eli Manning is solid.
He's a solid quarterback, but his O-line's doo-doo. Yeah.
He's an above-average quarterback, but he's not.
And if you're going to rely on him to carry this offense, it's not going to work.
No, he needs time. Because people who argue he's elite, I was like, no, the difference between him and his brother is his brother can have nothing and actually do something. That's to me. If you're elite, you carry a doo-doo team offensively. Like, we need you to do everything offensively, and you do it.
Andrew Luck.
Yeah. You know, Tom Brady. Like, you know, Eli Manning's got his two rings. He ain't no weak quarterback. If he gets pressured, he just throws interceptions. Like,
there's no comparison between him and his brother, though. Let's just keep that 100.
Nope.
Sorry.
Nope.
So, as far as the schedule goes, yeah, at Dallas, then they play Atlanta, Washington, at Buffalo, play San Francisco, Philly, Dallas, New Orleans. That's not good.
Yep, in New England. So they will buy week 11. So not, you know, like New Orleans.
It's not a terrible schedule. But,
they can start 0-2.
No, the they can't. No, they can't.
No, I'm not saying they. And this way this team is with Washington, like Buffalo beat them. Philly, this is a, they can. They can either go into the bye week looking pretty good, or it can be like, oh, damn.
This season's over.
Yeah. Because out of it, you got Washington.
And I'm leaning towards this season's over.
Yeah, like, the funny thing is, if they actually come out, what, at least 6-4? You know, that's split, that's I tough. Guess. At least, I would say, I guess in order to have playoff hopes, at least go in there 5-5.
Yeah.
At least you go in there 4-6 and under. Yeah, you're done.
Yeah.
They can at least split after the bye. It's not, I mean, their biggest threat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I don't trust nobody in this division. Carolina. Yeah, I mean, you got what? You got at Washington versus Jets, at Miami versus Carolina, at Minnesota, and then in versus Philly. It's that first half of the season.
Yeah.
They've got to beat anybody that they can possibly beat, they've got to beat.
Yeah.
Outside of, because I'm really, New England is the only team that would be like, you ain't winning that game.
Yeah.
But if they line, you know, shows up, they got, you know, another chance for, you know, Tom Coughlin to make one of those uh-oh magical things happen.
We'll see.
Yeah, but, you know, it's like I said, like with all these division, their team this is up for grabs.
Yeah.
And on to 4-12 Redskins.
Oh. Let me give you my fantasy picks real quick. Eli Manning, backup quarterback. Don't even waste your time. We talking just fantasy. This is fantasy purposes. Running back wise, I mean, Rashad Jennings seems like he's going to be the guy. But again, now you added Shane Vereen, so he's going to take touches away. Better stay away from there. Pick a guy maybe later on in the draft because everybody getting touches. Odell Beckham Jr., Victor Cruz. I mean, you take Odell Beckham Jr. first. Victor he might Cruz.
Get tired, I'm scared of that.
Yeah, don't want to overpick. No. I would say, you know, pick him as your second wide receiver, not your number one, I would say.
Somebody might, though.
It's going to be tough. Maybe a sleeper pick could be Larry Donnell, the tight end. Has a potential to be a tight end number one, but you can probably get him later on in the draft, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. He had a solid season last year.
He was okay. He was pretty good. So.
Yeah, the one thing about Odell, I mean, you got Victor Cruz back.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't act like you're going to forget about Victor Cruz.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, before Victor Cruz, Odell Beckham was killing in New York. Victor Cruz was doing his dance.
His salsa dance. Mm-hmm. So let's not get it twisted.
Yeah, I'm hoping for Giants fans. I hope you get to see a lot of them together making some things happen. So, yeah, on to them Redskins.
On to the Native Americans. Got to be PC about
Washington.
It. Whatever you want. Yeah. Whatchamacallit.
I don't want to be offensive.
I think they're going to surprise some people this year, believe it or not. You got a second year under your belt with Jay Gruden. Mm-hmm. I think RG3 is going to be a little bit better this year.
Well, he's feeling real confident and cocky, apparently, from stuff I've been reading.
He needs to keep his mouth shut.
Yeah.
But just focus on what he's doing. They added a first-round pick. They added Brandon Scherf to their offensive line. So they got depth on the offensive line, some power there.
Which is what they needed.
They can run the ball now again with Alfred Morris.
Yeah, please do.
Pierre Garçon still there.
So, I mean, Sean Jackson in the second year.
You got some pieces there. They got some definite pieces there. So I'm very intrigued with this team. Defensively is, of course, the question mark that it seems to be every freaking year. They added Terrence Knighton from the Broncos. They re-signed Kerrigan, so they kept their pass rusher. I mean, they lost Brian Arakpo, but he was never healthy to begin with.
No, their defense has been butt.
Yeah, so, I mean, Deshaun Golston's okay. So, I mean, we'll see if it comes to their defense, but I think they'll be better than the Giants, believe it or not.
I mean, to me, this question with this team, it come down to RG3 and Jay Gruden.
Yeah.
I mean, last year he was calling them out. All day.
Yep, every game.
About what he not doing and he could be doing better and sound like he really don't have any faith in the guy. But, I mean, hopefully this year, you know, maybe he puts it together. You know, but, I mean, for RG3, he's close to his last, and that's it. You know,
his last legs, yeah.
You know, coming into the league, it was, he going to be all of that. And now we talking about.
I have doubts.
You know, can he get it done?
Should you pick him or Andrew Luck? Kind of question.
I mean, yeah. I mean, people still going to be looking at, what's his backup? I mean, everybody that he didn't play well. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know with this team, but I mean, the guy's got great, you know, Pierre Garçon performed well. Sean Jackson is explosive. They can get back to running the ball with Alfre Morse. You know, you get RG3 is going to have to run. Mm-hmm. You cannot make him 100% pocket. He's just not comfortable with that. Yeah. If he can kind of mix it in, be a little bit smarter, show that in his fourth year in the league, now he's actually learned some things, can read some defenses, throw the ball away when necessary, mm-hmm. keep possessions alive, slide better, like don't slide like a D student, get like a C, like, okay, you can slide. Don't slide like you about to tear your damn ankle when you slide. And then he should be, they can show some things after, you know, better than four wins, I would think.
Yeah, and their schedule, I mean, gives them an opportunity to have better than four wins. Mm-hmm. So the schedule's not too bad. You start off with Miami, St. Louis, at the Giants. So those three, I mean, those are three winnable games.
Yeah, Philly, Atlanta, New York, Tampa Bay. Their bye is week 8.
Yeah.
Very, very doable.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you come off, come off the bye week at New England.
Loss.
Versus New Orleans.
Loss.
At Carolina.
Probably loss.
Then you got versus New York, then Dallas, Chicago, Buffalo. Then the end, though, at Philly, at Dallas.
You can play spoiler. I'm sorry, Redskin fans. I'm just keeping it 100.
Hey, that's how we doing it here. So it's not terrible, but there's some pockets. There's some pockets in there.
Yes.
That can cause some problems.
They can have a better record than last year, mm-hmm. which I expect them to. As far as fantasy purposes, RG3, I will give him this. For fantasy purposes, pick him as a backup, but he potentially, if he can get on a roll, could be your starter.
Mm-hmm.
He has that much talent. Alfre Morse should be locked in, probably running back number 2.
Yeah.
Rocked and ready to go. He's just consistent with it. Pierre Garçon, I'm sure he'll slip a little bit, but if you can get him later on in the 4th, 5th round, he'd be a pretty good pickup for you. Pick up Jordan Reed late mm-hmm. in the draft. They put both they starting tight ends on injury reserve, which means he getting all the targets he can handle.
Because who was the other starters?
Niles Paul.
He's out.
And he's on injury reserve. And then their backup was on injury reserve.
Who was that? Their backup was, I can't think of their name.
It was some blocking tight end. Yeah. Now he on injury reserve. So now Jordan Reed is kind of like the guy.
Yeah.
And he can't stay healthy. So I would say if you can pick him in the later rounds, he always hurt, but he's the tight end that they mm-hmm. got. So he will get some targets if he's healthy. That's it as far as fantasy for him.
Right.
Oh, excuse me. DeSean Jackson, of course. You can always scoop him up. I'd take Pierre Garçon over DeSean Jackson just because I think Pierre Garçon will get more targets.
I would agree with that. But, you get him in the sense to hope that RG3 is playing well.
Yes.
If RG3 is healthy and playing well, DeSean Jackson can go off.
Oh, absolutely.
But if he's struggling, I mean, God, when he was struggling, he was killing. He was like, I don't want neither one of these dudes.
Yes.
That's the risk you take.
Seriously.
All right. I'll say for me, this division is
brutal.
I feel like it's going to be low. Honestly, I feel like 10 wins going to get you this division. It just feels like that. Cowboys will take a step back. But I would have them holding on. I think the Eagles just lost too much. I honestly could see it straight being a tie and Cowboys winning by a tiebreaker.
Mm.
But I think around 10 wins is going to do it. 12 wins, they not winning 12 games again, the Cowboys.
Nope.
Not with Tony Romo having to do that much.
Mm-hmm.
Eagles should be about 9-10 wins. Giants should be more than that. I can see them getting 8-8. If Eli Manning can get some protection, they would be my sleeper for this division. Mm. They could come out and, have one of their them seasons. Mm. What was it? 4 years ago when it was when they won the Super Bowl, 2011 or something.
I think so. Yeah.
I mean, this feel like they this if they're gonna do something, this be the year. Cause, but you know, other than that, I expect them to be about 8-8. Redskins. It's already that's it. This is it. You can't be like, well, we'll bring him back, and you need to know after this year, is he going to be healthy? Can we rely on him or not? They should be more than 4 wins,
mm-hmm.
about 6, maybe 7. But, yeah, that's about what I'm looking at.
Well, I somewhat agree with you on that one. I think Dallas will win the division at 10-6 with 10 wins. Mm-hmm. I think Philly will be right behind him with 9 wins, 9-7-ish. I think Washington's going to be second with third with about 6 or 7 wins.
Mm.
I think Giants are going to have a bad season, man. I just think they're not going to get enough protection, which means they're not going to be able to run. They're not going to be able to pass. Their defense is terrible. So I think this is it for Tom Coughlin. I really
you thinking do. Like
I'm thinking they win 5 games at most. I'm thinking 5-11 at best. And it's time for a new voice in the locker room, man. I like Tom Coughlin. I think he did good things for them, but it's they're done. They're done.
No, I feel you on that.
Yeah.
All right, man. Now, that's interesting, man. I was like, what?
Oh, snap.
Okay. But, yeah. That's what. So, yeah, there you go, man. Previews for the AFC, NFC East.
Yes, sir.
You know, we halfway done. We may have to double up next week or so,
mm-hmm.
getting towards it. But, yeah, man, it's more and more.
Absolutely.
Getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
We still going to get into some, keep the NFL news going.
Bless you.
You know, let's start with folks who got some checks.
Uh-oh.
Show me the money.
Philip Rivers signs a 4-year, $83.25 million extension with $65 million guaranteed.
That's ridiculous.
Was in his last year of his deal paying $15 million, and it was like, are they going to keep him? Re-up.
$65 guaranteed.
Yeah.
Got more than Russell Wilson. Got more than Aaron. That's the most.
Yeah. What was Aaron Rodgers?
He was at like 56 or something. And then Russell Wilson hit 60. Mm-hmm. And now he has 65. And I hear Eli Manning wants something comparable to what Phillip Rivers got.
Oh,
like,
hell no.
Negro, please. You better get out of here with that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm happy for Phillip Rivers, but that's a lot of money.
That is a lot of
money. That's a lot of money.
I mean, the dude plays, though. I mean, he's
a gamer, but let's not forget, he fell out of the elite category for a while.
Well, he was close to there. I never had him in that category, but he's in my second tier.
He was up
there. He's in my second tier.
And then he fell off for a few years.
Yeah.
And it was just awful.
And then
Mike McCoy got there and he turned it around. So, I don't know if this was kind of like, I don't know, man, because Phillip Rivers was very against going to L.A., so I'm wondering. Is this a sign they ain't coming?
I don't know, man. I think he's down to play. Look, the dude is, I think we both have him top 10 quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gets it done. They just need, you know, maybe they're looking at, we need to lock him up. Peyton Manning only really got, you know,
one year at best.
Yeah, they're like, this is our window. Yeah. And they've been knocking on the door.
Yeah.
They just, you know, they need something to go up. But I look, dude, yeah, I don't know, 65 guaranteed. I don't know. But look, every time a new guy signed, they're going to get a little bit more.
Yep.
So, you know, hey.
Good for him.
And another dude who got paid, T.Y. Hilton, signed a 5-year, $65 million extension with the Colts. Got him $39 million guaranteed.
Well, I guess I was wrong about him, Philip Dorsett replacing him, because he got paid not as much as Dez and Demaryius got.
No, as he shouldn't have.
No, but
I think
close enough.
Yeah, you took care of him.
Close enough. So I'm sure that makes Andrew Luck very happy. He knows he has one of his targets, his go-to guys for the long term. Now you got to lock up Andrew Luck.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't see that as a problem.
So congrats to T.Y.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's a solid guy. I remember that game. I think, you know, he was doing some little credo because he had a kid and all that. So he's steadily improved every year. He's trying. I know when Baylor sent it in, he had him in the top 10. He's close. He's knocking on the door to being a top 10 wide receiver. So you lock him up 5 years, guaranteed money.
Yep.
At least with known NFL players, at least for the next 3 years, you shouldn't have a money issue. You may have to restructure or whatever around that time. But you've taken care of Andrew Luck. Like, look, we got your dude. Got Andre Johnson.
Got Frank Gore.
Yeah. You got just some nice pieces.
Yep.
Lead us.
Yep.
So that's that. Unfortunately, on the other side.
Uh-oh.
Yes. It's a lot of those.
Oh, I love that Family Guy.
Yeah. The injury bug is here. Got a list already. Vikings right tackle Phil Lodeholt suffers a possible torn Achilles in the preseason game.
Yeah, he's done. So it looks like TJ Cummings, a fourth round pick, going to end up starting that job. So
big loss.
That's a big loss for Adrian Peterson because he was they big time road grader in the run game. Had some issues in the passing game, so I don't really think that'll affect Teddy Bridgewater too much, but I know for Adrian Peterson purposes, that's a blow.
Yeah.
That's a definite blow.
So I guess that 2000 is
it's diminished.
Yeah. The Bears rookie wide receiver Kevin White supposedly have surgery on his fresh traction, his left shin on the PUP list out the first 6 games.
Heard he couldn't miss the whole season. And y'all talking about he should have been picked before Amari Cooper. Are y'all serious? Exactly. This is exactly what I was talking about. Amari Cooper beasting. Should have been the first wide receiver taken. But in all seriousness, I wish the best for Kevin White. They said they deemed he had shin splints for like the longest.
Yeah, they always said he had some injuries.
It's like, oh, God. So he was out forever, and then all of a sudden comes out, he has to have surgery, and it's like, wow. So sucks. He may or may not miss his rookie year. You know, Alshon Jeffrey's dinged up too. So they're going to have to lean heavily on Eddie Royal. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of people losing for the year, Rams cornerback E.J. Gaines will miss the season after surgery to repair a injury on his foot. Like, oh, no.
Yeah, he was a best corner last year, and now he's down, so they got to get Janoris Jenkins up to speed. So, I don't know, man. The Rams just took another blow on that defense. Good Lord.
I know. Bills, C.J. Spiller had knee surgery this past Friday. Expects to be back for the opener. Like, okay.
Yeah, they said it was minor, nothing major, so don't think it's going to drain his explosion or anything like that. So he should be good to go.
Okay, well, that's cool. Yeah, so yeah, those are those big injury bugs. I just seen come on the headlines that the Cardinals are bringing in Chris Johnson on a one-year deal.
I didn't think he'd get signed, but surprisingly, he got a deal. I guess Bruce Arians is like, man, I'm sick
of
these fucking running backs. So, I mean, good for Chris Johnson, I guess. He gets an opportunity to be with a playoff team after being with Tennessee all them years and the Jets and bouncing around from team to team. So he gets an opportunity. You know, sounds like he might actually get some run, too. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah. All right, y'all. So we know the NFL is going to be popping. We're going to continue to discuss that going forward.
Absolutely.
We do have, speaking of that second email, got to get into that. This is from the homie Spirit G from the Hoop Live Show.
It's Cracking Spirit.
What is up, man?
What up, Storm?
Title is Pure Torture. Brothers, my brothers, forgive a brother for the delay in my contacting you guys. So much going on, which is the complete opposite of what's going on in the basketball world. Man, this offseason has been torturous. I've resorted to watching classic replay games on NBA TV. Games from the 80s and 90s.
Dang.
Y'all don't understand. I'm actually recording these games on my DVR. Please, NBA, come back. Damn, bro.
Woo, Lord.
Damn.
Hey, but them were some good games, though.
They be having some good games.
In the 80s and 90s, them were the better games.
I was watching some Lakers and Lakers Celtics. But yeah, DVR in it, yeah.
Yeah, shit. Damn, that sucks.
Chris, heard you on Black Astronauts. Love the show. Love the music tracks from the West Side. Lots of songs I either forgot about or actually hadn't heard before. It was nice to hear two of my favorite podcasts collide. Appreciate that, man. Thank you.
That's what's up.
Shout out to the homie Aaron B, all everybody from the Black Astronauts podcast, the good people's over there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, make sure y'all check them out. So what have you guys thought of Shaq's vicious attacks on Pippen on his radio show? I'll tell you one thing. It's more interesting than this Drake Meek Mill beef. Yes, that's more like turkey. LOL. But I'm curious to know what you guys think, because I called him a role player and y'all found that disrespectful. So he must really be cringing at some of the stuff Shaq said. We'll get to that. Mm-hmm. I know you guys are going to get in that roster for the USA minicamp. Storm is livid that Lillard was snubbed. What do you guys
100%
think?
100% with her on that one.
Should he have been invited, and if so, in place of who? Okay, Chris. Mama G said that your squad and my squad meet on opening night, October 28th. She and Storm will be at my place watching and want you to get on the phone. So be ready. Trash talking will probably follow. LOL. That's all good. Anyway, man, I'll go watch one of these classic games to hold me over. At least y'all have football coming soon. I still have another 2.5 months of waiting. Stay thirsty, my friends. Spirit G Hoopla, G Spot Podcast Network.
Appreciate that, brother.
Thank you, man.
Absolutely. Oh, man.
So, yeah, and we listened to his last show when he was playing some of that. Whew, Shaq went
hilariousness.
Yeah, for those who don't know, Shaq does have a podcast. You know, everybody got podcasts now. But Shaq had a podcast. He was playing some of the clips from it. Yo, I mean, I wasn't mad at him. Look, he just put his thing out there. He said he didn't pick the pictures or the roster.
And he said he didn't like tweet it to Scottie Pippen.
No, he just was like, okay, well, what do you think? And he was like, we beat him by 50. I mean, some guys are just confident like that. Okay.
And it's Shaq.
Right.
Like, I mean, seriously, what did you expect Shaq to say? Yeah.
But Shaq is one of them dudes. If he'll say it, and if it actually happened and they didn't or they lost, he'd be like, all right, well, y'all kicked my butt. And then that's it. It was fun. You know, we just having a good time. You know, but if you could put Shaq against the damn Celtics, what you didn't get a Celtic? Beat him by 50. Or he'd be like, oh, no, it's Bill Russell. Okay, we beat him by 30. Like,
exactly. But, I mean, but as far as what he was saying about Scottie Pippen and all that, I mean, the water under the bridge was classic.
Classic. You like, I'm the bridge, you the water.
You're the water under the bridge.
Never going to be above me.
You'll occasionally rise up to where I'm at, but then you'll fall right back down. Like, damn. Look, I mean, Scottie Pippen, I'm not going to go as far to call him a role player. He was not a role player in the league. He was one of the, I mean, look, throughout the years of the NBA, he's one of the best players.
Yeah.
Of all time. Now, that being said, was he an integral part of the Bulls winning those six titles? Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely he was. Was he the reason they won? No.
No.
We know why they won the majority of the titles, and his name starts with an M, last name with a J. We get it. We understand it. We know he's one of the best players, if not the best player to ever touch a fucking basketball. We understand that. But the fact of the matter is, Scottie Pippen, in his own right, was a very good player. He led them to what? The East Conference Finals? The year after Jordan retired. He had skills. I mean, you know, and I mean, he had to know there's some dudes you just don't chirp back at. Mm-hmm. You just take what they say with a grain of salt and just like, whatever. It's just Shaq being Shaq. Had he had that mentality, he would have been fine. But he poked the bear, and then the bear got pissed and ate him up.
Yeah,
and that's what Shaq did. Yeah. Shaq ate him up.
Because he came at him kind of hard. He could have been like, by 50? Come on, bro. Really?
Maybe by 10? Jordan was like, ain't no way they beating us. We beat them by 50.
Right.
So
right.
I mean,
and that's what I expect Michael Jordan to say.
And Shaq didn't respond.
Well, right.
I'm what's like, he going to say?
Because this is basically, for him, it's an alpha versus an alpha. And he's like, well, you the dude, I'm the dude. And he was right in saying that in them championships, Scottie Pippen was never the guy. He was like, you were always the number two. And he
Which was. That was an accurate statement.
Right. And because he only gets labeled like that because
he, played with the greatest player or some considered the greatest player ever.
A person who he would never be better than him. It's not like people argue with Shaq and Kobe. Like, well, I say Shaq was number one on them teams, and you got people who are like, well, Kobe was the closer, and you know, ain't none of that with Jordan and them. But they knew that, like.
I mean,
he putting up 55 games.
Pippen knew his role. I mean, you had a guy who could average 40 in his sleep.
Right, but all the stuff about Jordan with his defense, I was like, okay, who's guarding the best perimeter player on the team?
Scottie Pippen.
Scottie Pippen. Who's running the offense? Scottie Pippen. So you can't be like, well, it ain't like B.J. Armstrong wasn't running the offense just because he point.
Yeah. When John Paxson and all that, yeah.
And he's guarding the best perimeter player. Who's guarding Gary Payton? Scottie Pippen was, not Michael Jordan. Like, I give him his props.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. If people shit on him, it's like, but you want Kevin Love to just be okay being the third guy and getting a ring.
It's very similar to Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook.
Mm-hmm.
Got Kevin Durant, who is this
yeah,
probably the... If you're just talking about scoring, probably the best scorer in the league.
Yeah. And he's arguably
he's the second best player in the world.
Yes.
So you got Russell Westbrook here, who is deemed the sidekick. You know, finally got his opportunity last year because Kevin Durant got hurt to kind of run the team. He's putting up all these other points. I'm sorry, bro. You still ain't better than Kevin Durant. Like, he's good.
No, I'm saying he's
great. But you ain't better than KD.
When people like that, I wouldn't put him better than Kevin Durant. However, I would not be shocked at all if when they won, Russell Westbrook got the MVP. Russell Westbrook is that good. I mean, to me, he's top five player.
Well, it's not fair to Scottie because he played with the fucking if he's not the best, he's probably top two best players of all time in the history of the NBA.
And you can name a few players where, depending on who you are, like, you on LeBron James' team, you ain't getting it.
That's what I'm saying.
If you're playing with Kobe Bryant, you ain't getting it. When you were playing with Shaq, you weren't getting it. I even said with Tim Duncan. If somebody else balled, they getting it.
Whoa.
But
Shaq's case, when he went to Miami, D-Wade got it.
D-Wade was the guy.
D-Wade got it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But with that situation, like, he could, because the league is now at a point where they will keep their options, except for certain people. And even though I think Kevin Durant kind of fits that, Westbrook is just that good.
Yeah.
And if, you know, the matchup, you know, favors Westbrook, will be in the finals, Kevin Durant's guy is a little harder to guard than Westbrook, has an easier time making things happen. And yeah.
Because it's a different time.
Yeah, but like he said, he did in a sense say Scottie was the number two guy.
Yes, which he was. Right.
But yeah, role player, yeah, I mean, yeah, now you shit on him.
Yeah, Ron Harper and Steve Kerr were not better than him.
Yeah, and as far as the roster, so we're looking at that. Yes, Damian Lillard. They made it 34. So those who don't know, it's Team USA. They're just inviting guys to camp, and this is more so looking at it for the Olympic team. And this roster gets trimmed down to 12.
Yep.
By next year. So I looked at the 34 names. I broke them out by
how I describe the positions. So we all know whether so-and-so should have been there. Okay.
Okay.
For point guards, these are strictly players who are point guards. You got, you got Michael Carter Williams, who's new.
Who keep going.
Keep going. No,
I'm going to read all of them.
Keep going. Michael Carter Williams, mm-hmm. Mike Conley,
mm-hmm.
Steph Curry,
mm-hmm.
Kyrie Irving,
mm-hmm.
Chris Paul,
mm-hmm.
John Wall,
mm-hmm.
Russell Westbrook. So, 7 point guards.
Yep.
Then you got your 2/3, which are your shooting guards who can play the three. And because mm-hmm. thinking about FIFA and they rule, you got Bradley Beal.
Yep.
Jimmy Butler.
Okay.
DeMar DeRozan.
Mm-hmm.
James Harden.
Mm-hmm.
Victor Oladipo.
Yep.
Klay Thompson.
Yep.
So those are your 2/3s.
Yeah.
Then you got your 3/4s, which are small forwards who can play power forward. And for them things, you got Carmelo Anthony,
mm-hmm.
Harrison Barnes,
yep.
Kevin Durant,
yep.
Rudy Gay,
mm-hmm.
Paul George,
yep.
Tobias Harris,
yep.
Gordon Hayward,
okay.
Mr. King James,
mm-hmm.
Kawhi Leonard,
yep.
Chandler Parsons.
Okay.
So they've got, I hope that name everybody, but that's 10. Then you fills out with what I determined was bigs, which is 4/5s. There are a couple dudes who, I don't know if I'd play them at center
okay.
for this, but these are basically yo probably playing 4 or 5. You got LaMarcus Aldridge,
okay.
DeMarcus Cousins,
mm-hmm.
Anthony Davis,
okay.
Andre Drummond,
yep.
Draymond Green,
yep.
Blake Griffin,
mm-hmm.
Dwight Howard,
mm-hmm.
DeAndre Jordan,
okay.
Kevin Love,
okay.
Mason Plumlee, and mm-hmm. I'm forgetting one person, Kenneth Faried.
Okay.
So that's all of it. So you got 34 people. They put on here in this article the persons, people that that were missed, because they said basically DeAndre Jordan and Mike Carter Williams are the new ones. The people who weren't on the roster, either because they chose not to come or for some other reason, were Tyson Chandler, Andre Iguodala, Kyle Korver, David Lee, Derrick Rose, Darren Williams, and Damian Lillard.
Okay.
What it sounds like with Damian Lillard, I don't know if this is true, he seemed to feel like, well, you didn't invite me last year. What's the point of me coming? And if you got 7 point guards now, it's
getting trimmed to 2 or 3. Yeah,
because the thing is, you put, say, 3 at every position. So you got 3 point guards, 3 2-3s, 3 3-4s, and 3 bigs. I mean, if that's what you want to do with that, easy. Mm-hmm. You know offhand, if you're keeping everybody, you know right now that
Steph Curry,
Carmelo, I would say no, Carmelo,
LeBron,
Chris Paul, automatics.
Yep.
In terms of veteran guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest, with the way they do the USA basketball team and they try to keep it young, honestly, them three don't need to go. Personally, I mean, I know it's like, oh, well, LeBron can possibly get 3 Olympics gold medals, which so can Carmelo. But with the depth they have, I'm just like, bro, you got to. Especially for LeBron James, you're like, dude, I'm more concerned with you trying to get 3, 4, 5, 6 championships. I don't need you to wear. You got an Olympic. No. Because that means what's going to happen is you need to win. You're cursed. Okay. You already went to the finals 5 straight times. Everybody's picking you to go back 6.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to play the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to try to go back to the finals again.
It's tough.
I don't know about that. As far as Spirit, his question regarding point guards. I mean, look, if I'm
it's looking pretty there, simple.
You're getting beyond it. He's not getting over Chris Paul. He's not getting in over it, Steph Curry. He's not going to probably get over Kyrie Irving. And that's 3 right there.
Yeah, maybe.
That's the thing. For him, it's like, you picked Kyrie Irving over me last year. You pick Kyrie Irving again over me. I'm not making. Even John Wall, I heard Ray come out. He was like, I'm probably not going to make the team.
I mean, you kind of, I mean, you want to, at least go for the experience. He should have been there over Michael Carter Williams.
Yeah.
Easily.
You could say that.
Easily.
Is he making over Russell Westbrook? No. He's not. And why I would say that? Because if you got Chris Paul. Okay, you got Chris Paul and you got Steph Curry, right? Mm-hmm. Already. Russell Westbrook compared to two.
Yeah. So, well, I'm just biased because I like Damian Lillard then, I guess.
Cause if they were going to pick four, I don't think his skill, but clearly they like Kyrie Irving over him.
Yeah.
So if it came down to them three, they're going to pick Kyrie Irving.
Yep.
And Russell Westbrook making the team.
Yeah.
So that's it. Yeah, you got to trim this down to 12. God damn.
Tough.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know how they doing that. Since they was talking about clip, but thanks again, Man Spirit, for
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Appreciate that.
Make sure y'all check out the Hoopla Show on the G-Spot Podcast Network, all these joints, Stitcher, iTunes, all of that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Got to ask you about Tristan Thompson. There was talk about him taking the 6.8 qualifying offer. Now, he wants max 5-year, $94 million deal, which we're both like, hell no, you don't deserve
that. No, you ain't giving you the max.
You know, I think his agent came off what he said was if Tristan Thompson signed the qualifying offer, he ain't coming back. Now, there's got to be some wiggle in the middle. And I get Cleveland not wanting to pay him
the max.
That much money. Yes. Yeah.
Makes sense.
We done shelled out dough, man.
They're in a tough position only because it's LeBron boy.
Mm-hmm.
And LeBron probably wants him taken care of. Sign the 1-year freaking tender, dude. I mean, to me, there's no guarantee he's leaving. I don't believe that if he signs it, he's just gone. Because I'm like, there's no way. So I would... If I'm Tristan Thompson, I'd sign the 1 year. Only because I'd keep my options open and, you know, I can test the market next year, see what's out there.
And I can probably make more money. I
can possibly make more money or leverage my way into Cleveland paying me more money.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, if all else failed, I would take the 1 year. To me, if he signed anywhere close to the max, then if I'm doing it, I can't think of the GM's name. I'm gonna be not LeBron James, the other GM, the one who's actually
Chris GM. Griffin.
Yeah, I would be like, bruh, I know you like Anderson Varejao. He gone.
Yep.
Cause that's what I thought before. I was like, you paid him $10 million, 3 years, 30. Okay,
and just got hurt.
And that, yeah, and then you already signed. So, and then basically you added Miles Goff. You just gave Kevin Love max.
Mm-hmm.
If you give Tristan anywhere near the max, he gone.
Yeah.
Because Mozgov earned his spot.
Yes, he did.
He should be the starting five on the team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sitting Kevin Love and Tristan Thompson hell of minutes. I pay both of these dudes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's not happening. All right, y'all. We are giving y'all a long show.
Yep.
So we're gonna get into these awards. Thank y'all for checking us out and staying with us so long. All right, y'all. First up, as usual, as always, the Noise Award.
Noise.
All right. What noise you got?
All right, got a couple of Noise Awards here. The first one I am going to give to Mr. LBJ. LeBron James, who is giving out full scholarship rides to the University of Akron for students who complete an academic program that he's been doing for the past few years. So, I mean, I thought that was cool. It says the James Foundation will cover tuition starting in 2021 when this year's crops of seventh graders graduate high school. Currently, there are 1,100 students in the program with 1,200 additional students expected to enter in the next 4 years. So, I mean, that's 1,100 kids who possibly could have a full ride and a full scholarship to college. So, hey, that's what's up. You always like to see kids get an education, and you like to see some of these athletes help out their communities and help out some of those who are a little less fortunate than they are. you know, that's a step in the right direction. So, I mean, that just goes to show you how good of a person LeBron is and why he's so beloved in the league and all that
stuff. Oh, yeah, it shows why, even though some of us may not like him as a player and all that, the dude has always been about the community and giving back.
He's always been a classy guy.
Yeah, he's always been about making sure, you know, from what he's come through, that people have opportunities to do better. So, you know, and he got the money.
Yeah.
And if he's willing to put up this money to do it, hey, all the more power to you, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, next Norse Award and last one, I thought it was hilarious and I thought it was real. It's going to James Harrison for his little rant on the trophies that his son's got, ages 6 and 8. He sent out an Instagram message with the pictures, and they say, 2015, best of the batch, next level athletics, student athlete award. So I guess it's a generic award that everybody got. James Harrison put out the following. I came home and found out that my boys received 2 trophies for nothing, participation trophies. While I am very proud of my boys for everything they do and will encourage them until the day I die, these trophies will be given back until they earn a real trophy. I'm sorry, I'm not sorry for believing that everything in life should be earned, and I'm not about to raise 2 boys to be men by making them believe that they are entitled to something just because they tried their best. Because sometimes your best is not enough, and that should drive you to want to do better. Not cry and whine until somebody gives you something to shut you up and keep you happy. Hashtag Harrison Family Values. I was just like, look, man, that's real. I'm sorry, but that's so real. We live in such a sensitive society nowadays where everybody's got to get a trophy and every kid has to play on the team. And it's just one of those things like, look, man, if you ain't that good, then damn it, you just don't get a trophy. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, it should motivate you to want to do better, to say, well, I'm going to do better next year, so I get me a trophy. But to sit here and give everybody a trophy, it's kind of like, what's the real sense of accomplishment? Because you tried, but it's like in the real world, trying don't necessarily get you, you know, positive results just because you tried. I try at my job, and sometimes I fuck up, but I'm not applauded for my efforts of trying. It's like, do it right.
Yeah.
I mean, so you got to be on your game, and I mean, I understand they're young kids. But at the same time, if you're looking at the bigger picture, trying to teach them life lessons, life ain't fair, man. You're not always just going to get a trophy for trying. You're not always going to get a pat on the back for doing your best. That's just not how the world works.
See, I agree with him. My only thing would be at 6 and 8, yeah, because I got one of those as a kid. Like, I think I was 7, first year playing soccer. And I got one. It was one of them little small joints with just the year and the team and whatnot. But I do remember the best player and the other kids getting, like, the bigger trophies. And you're like, I want one of those.
Yeah, exactly.
But after that, we didn't get any more of those. Mm-hmm. It was just like, hey, if you wanted the 2, you know, if you were, like, the best defender or, you know,
the best goalie,
right, most goals scored and all that, then you can get them.
Yep.
But depending on the age and how it plays, I do think though by like 10, especially when you get into our like 5th grade and on
middle
up,
school,
then the sports people care more.
Mm-hmm.
When you're young, you know, like
you're
6, 7,
trying.
People just like, hey, you know, give the kid a chance to play, blah, blah. I get that. But once it seems to become more people really care, then yeah. And if you don't get a trophy, I mean, the thing is, if you get to play, then that's cool. Like, if you're talking about, like, junior varsity, varsity and all that crap, if you just ain't good enough, you just ain't good enough.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And that's all
your
right.
Your kid ain't that good, he ain't getting no time.
You know, like, shoot, you made the team, because part of it is, like, you ain't made the team.
Exactly.
So, exactly. I totally get his point, though. This generation, like, well, everybody gets something, and, you know, I'm cool with that when they're learning about it. And just learning how to play and just enjoying the game.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, I mean, shit. I mean, parents get all mad, but aren't these same parents who be yelling at their kids and yelling at the refs and yelling at the coaches? And the kids are like, I'm just trying to have fun. Why are you over here?
I'm embarrassed now.
You know, why are you screaming at my coach? Like, I'm okay. You're not making it better. Like, thanks, Dad.
Oh, boy.
Don't come to my games anymore, please.
Food's great like that. But, all right, man, on to the next.
Oh, you didn't have any nurses?
Oh, did I not do my? I'm tripping. I'm already, like, it's late. I'm getting tired. All right, I do have one. My Norse Award is going out to Ichiro Suzuki. Gets his 4,193 professional hit. 2,915 of those were in the MLB. Passing Ty Cobb for most professional hits. The mark isn't recognized at all, but, you know, because he didn't hit them all with the MLB. Pete Rose has the most hits ever with 2,456. So I was just like, damn, that's a lot of damn hits, man. You know, I wish he did a little more, but Ichiro was just that dude. He was probably one of the greatest, basically one of the best leadoffs ever.
Yeah.
You guarantee the dude going to get on base with a hit. So I thought that was cool, you know, just a way to show some love for, you know, a guy who will be in the Hall of Fame at some point. But I thought that was cool. Like, damn, that is a lot of damn hits, man.
Absolutely.
You know, yeah. I know they all don't count because they're not MLB, but he was in there for a minute, though. All right, on to the next.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
All right, I'm going to start off. I got a few, but I'm going to get through these pretty quickly. One is found out Joel Embiid's right foot injury was excluded from the insurance policy because it was a pre-existing injury. So the Sixers miss out on a $5.6 million refund, or basically 60% of his 2 years, $9 million that's being paid out. Because it looks like he's having surgery again and is basically done. And you're like, damn, no insurance. You got to pay all of that. Ugh. You know, he may be joining the Greg Oden thing. Greg Oden over in China.
He's done, man. He's done.
Maybe he'll be a gas because he just plays better like after like the next 5-6 years.
Yeah.
Other news, the Harlem Globetrotters dropped the Washington Generals as their primary opponent. I was like, damn.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, what?
Yeah, I looked into that. They just, yeah, the dudes, it was like they've been doing it for a long time. It sounded like it wasn't no gimmick team the way he made it sound like they just, the Harlem Globetrotters was just better than them. And they said, I think there was one game where they actually beat the Globetrotters, but it looks like, you know, Globetrotters at this point now are like, yeah, we're trying to play some other competition. So, hey, that was a moment. Mm. Remember going to them as a kid. Mm-hmm. Man, the Harlem Globetrotter games was fun. So hope y'all still taking your kids to those. I'm sure I will be doing that for mine too. And, my last one, that is not a sports related news. I was really shocked to hear, and it was right after we did the last show and recorded it, and it didn't check any Facebook or Twitter or any of that. And my wife was like, "Yo, did you hear this rapper Sean Price died?" I'm like, "What? Not Sean P?" And it was sad, man. Like 40 some years old. Like, oh my god, man. And you know me just. No, being close, just turned 38 the other day. I'm like, fuck, man. That's why you heard some Sean Price on the last episode. You probably hear some more now on this episode. Man, that's just shocking to hear, man. Sean Price, one of the most underrated rappers out there.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of dudes, if you in the music and you know him, you know this dude had bars. You know, started off as a member of Helter Skelter. Mm-hmm. You know, Duck Down, all of that, Bootcamp Clip, man, that dude is going to be missed. That dude is just instant. I had to play out some stuff. I'm going to play some more. Just sad to hear, man. That dude is just a straight up guy, real nice dude from what I hear. Was just sad to hear, man. So condolences go out to him and his family, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So my what the fuck moment, I got one, and it goes to Austin Rivers. actually I got two. I'll bring up the other one. I got two. Austin Rivers, the first one. This was, I guess during the game of the, USA Basketball Showcase game where dudes were playing, and Austin Rivers must have a lot of confidence because he tweeted out straight up better than a lot of those dudes playing last night. Have to prove that this year. MIP, why not? And MIP is most improved player. that was kind of like, were you really not expecting dudes to respond to you on Twitter with that comment? Better than half? You're not better than one. You may be better than Michael Carter Williams. Maybe. And that may be.
Yeah, well, you need a few more years to prove that.
Yeah, so, what's somebody tweet out? I bet you, is your daddy telling you that? It's like, damn.
Hey, Cats was pulling that card.
In, boy.
Like, now his daddy probably like, you stupid.
So, and then he followed up that tweet with saying, didn't really mean it that way. I worded it wrong. It was just me being competitive and wanting to be out there. When are we going to learn not to push the send button? I mean, dude, you are an average player at best. To sit here and really put yourself in the categories of the John Walls and... I mean, shit, you ain't even better than Chandler Parsons, dude. Like,
no.
Like, to put yourself in the category of the USA team was just disrespectful to the USA team. I mean, come on, bro. You can't even start on your own team.
Yeah. I like, dude, you had...
And your daddy coaching.
You have more opportunities to ball as a rookie. Now you're like, oh, now you finally got it. You had a little, you had your moment.
And now you're feeling yourself.
You had your best season so far.
And now you're feeling yourself a little bit better than half them. What? Oh, excuse me. Better than a lot of those dudes. Which equates to more than half. I doubt that.
Yeah, you ain't even better than,
here with that.
You ain't even better than five of these dudes. Like, word?
And then Chris and I didn't get a chance to really talk about this much, but we will now. D'Angelo Russell will have a nice welcoming when he goes to practice for the first time with Kobe, because he sent out a tweet basically saying that Tracy McGrady was the best player of all time, was the GOAT, according to
snap,
right? Was the GOAT? It's like, wait a minute. Okay, T Mac was one of my favorite players growing up, but the GOAT, not the smartest thing to say. Especially when it's not true, because let's just keep it 100. Tracy McGrady is not the greatest of all time.
You ain't playing on Charlotte or nothing. It's just like, this is something you could have said maybe 4 years from now. But you're going to see, it's just, everybody's like,
you know Kobe's on your team, right? And you know he's probably going to see the tweet, right? Okay.
And you know, of course, he played in the same era as Tracy McGrady.
I'm like, so.
And he's still playing, and Tracy McGrady's not.
So, of course, Kobe had to respond, and all he responded with was a yawn.
Yeah, that was funny.
Get that shit out of here. Yeah. And then, of course, D'Angelo Russell was like, you know, my bad, man. You know, my bad. Kobe was like, it's all good, man. You know, let's wreak havoc this year and blah, blah, blah. But you know.
In practice.
You know that first practice, Kobe's bringing that up, and I'm schooling you something fierce.
It's going to get thrown in your face.
Oh, a lot. A lot.
You're going to be like, oh, Tracy McGrady can do that?
I mean, you got to be smarter than that sometimes. He's 19 years old. He's a kid.
Look.
I get it.
You got to
know better than that when the Black Mamba is on your team. You got to know better.
Yeah. Sound like, for Austin Rivers and D'Angelo Russell, both in L.A., you just got to know better.
Here's it means you need to shut the fuck up. That's what I do. I would fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Period.
Don't say no more.
Don't say nothing.
Let your play do the talking.
Jesus.
Yeah, you need to pull a Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
I'm just playing.
Don't say nothing. Let your game speak. But, yeah, that's it. For what the fuck.
All right, man. So thank y'all for hanging out with us. I know this was a little long. You know, just we get into these previews, they just start dragging on.
Yep.
You know, we got to get through this, the feedback we're getting, because we always appreciate that.
Absolutely.
But you know what? Thank y'all once again. Well, thank y'all again for the first time for tuning in to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour. This is being brought to you by the Black Is Network. You can find us and all the good stuff coming out of the Black Is Network on our website, Black Is Online. You can also find us various ways, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, TuneIn. Leave us a review. Leave us ratings. Leave us 5-star review, too. We like that.
Mm-hmm.
Any of those places, iTunes especially, does help us out. Gets the word out and everything. If y'all want to feel so inclined to want to support us, we do have a PayPal button. It helps, $1, $2, any of it helps.
It all goes back into the podcast with equipment, software, things like that. It's never for our pockets or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It's just trying to give y'all better content, better quality, and continuing to bring consistent material out to y'all as best we can.
Absolutely.
If y'all want to get at us directly, leave any feedback, comments, email, shit talking, any of that good stuff. You can follow us on Twitter at Black Is Online. Oops. Yeah, you can follow us on Black Is Online. You can also follow us at Brothers Layman. You can find us on Facebook, Black Is Magazine as well, too. You can email us, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. That's Brothers Plural, Layman, L-E-A-G-M-A-N. You can also leave us a voicemail on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Absolutely. Definitely want to thank y'all out there for hanging out with us for the long haul. I know this was a pretty long episode for y'all. So for the long-time listeners, definitely want to thank y'all for hanging out with us for the long haul, sticking with us for day one. For the first-time listeners, definitely want to thank y'all for checking us out and seeing what we bought up in here in the happy hour. We'll get some quick shout-outs. Shout-out to the 5 Minute Away podcast, who favorited the show.
Mr. Black,
Enrique,
man.
Enrique, what's going on? Got to give a shout-out to, of course, them brothers at the Hip Hop Digest, as always.
Yep.
Shout-out to the Hoopla crew.
Yep.
Shout-out to with my boy, Kojak.
Yeah,
retweeted,
man,
the show. Missing you, bro. What's going on? Shout-out to the Lupica brothers, who retweeted the show.
Yeah.
And, as usual, M. Nkunzi, who always seems to retweet the show. Shout-out to everybody showing us love.
Appreciate that, man.
Absolutely. Definitely want to thank y'all for that. And if you enjoy the show, go ahead and tell all your loved ones. Tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. I'm looking at my niece knocked out right now. Go ahead and tell all your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. See who we got today. You know what? In respect to the movie, go ahead and tell Ice Cube. Go ahead and tell Dre. Tell Yella. Tell Ren. Tell who am I missing? Easy, may he rest in peace.
Mm-hmm. Tell Lorenzo.
Tell them all. Tell the devil. Tell everybody about the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan, where we're giving it to you strong and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
I do what I do like I do for the hood. Pop tools, pop jewels, burn backboards. Slaves these days think they untouchable. Renegade, never been afraid of seeds, get it too. The moral of the story is this: I used to say get off, but this time suck my dick. I'm a BK, home of Big and Aaliyah. Watch out a pound or the forfeit, yeah, leave ya.
I guess I'm back where I started. Open up for Buckshot and just rapping retarded. I hate the life that I'm living, I need it. Don't believe me, ask my wife and my children. See, I'm back on the street, packing the heat, royalty check, it with the crack in the street. Niggas like fuck, crack, ruck, rap to the beat. I'm like, aye, I'll be back in the week. Listen, from day one I had a bad start. To eat, mom stole me out the past mark. I ain't playing, I went from the praise in the street, the blazing heat, to blazing heat, the hazing street. Did a couple of months and came home, thought about what I did. Did the same shit, I ain't come back home. Niggas like, why you done that, Holmes? I don't know, shit.
The saga continues, the motherfucking drama continues. Buck brung a bomb to the interview and blew up the main topic. What's up with boot camp click, son? They ain't knocking, they ain't hopping. Ain't dropping the now topics. But listen, nigga, this is how I pop shit. I don't mean Moet corks when the poet talks. Every line lead the blind when the mind get lost. Rhymes is forced with action, cause everybody looking like, is they slacking? Are they backing? What's cracking, nigga? I'm hip hop like the back spinning. You can never change the fact that I did it back then. Way before the storm began. Back when I wasn't rapping, I was rapping for ends. Stop crime, started rhyming, knapsack in my tins. Chart climbing, y'all conquer, get a gap in your ribs. It's a thin line between what I rap and I live. When you violate mine, I'm getting back at you, kid. Don't let it get to the gun clapping and shit. Plastic rap back, smack you in the back of your wig. I make it so you won't get back to your crib. Break your wrist, never scratch it, never wreck it again. Take a risk, never steal from stealing tech again. Take the fifth, cock the hammer, let it rest in your chin. My dude's destined to win. Fuck your thoughts. Want a brawl, dog? My team love the sports. And so, you're thinking I'm the one like Jet Li? Test me, still will leave you resting.
I can't take this. blood boiling, pressurizing. Open my eyes and we narrow down to 7 guys. And so, you ask about the guardio, I'm top notch, holding my spot. Come by my crotch, you think not? I'm respected and feared around here. And so, I must be prepared around here. You know, everything that glitters ain't gold. You hold, getting pimped by niggas you don't know. That's woke. Watch out for cars that move slow, windows low. I was taught by the best to do the one and gain control. Of this game to be sold and not told. And so, I'm a rep for my B, double OTCAMP, cause I'm top DOG. Number 3, you know me from the OGCs that blow trees. Fucking with them Coco Bees. We OG. Fucking with them Coco Bees, yeah.
Fuck everything you've been told. Shit like Buck ain't never win gold. He never have a platinum hit. He on that underground backpack rapping shit. If you for real, then you know the deal. I do or die, and I never ran, never will.
And so, you still peeping my words, words that your niggas locked up in 73rd.
You forgot who we are? Have you lost all your respect for my squad?
And so.